Simpson University for Seniors, now in its 12th year, is offering two classes in September for adults of any age interested in learning. Early registration is encouraged. Classes start September 8th. Larry Porta will present a course on the most hated president in American history called The Life of Andrew Johnson. Professor Timothy Orr will teach a course on the history of Islam and its expansion entitled Of Caliphs and Kings. Classes meet from 10:20 to 11:20 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Simpson University's campus. The cost is $95 per person per course or $145 for couples registering for the same course. For more information, email gschafer@simpsonu.edu or call 530-226-4602. Simpson University is located at 2211 College View Drive in Reading.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Survival of the talk radio industry. And so what we do with this ancillary hour, folks on the DJV program with me, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We review and put in a lot of, we fill in the blanks, if you will, when it comes to some of the ways these stories are discussed on certain talk radio programs and stations. So let's get at it with the story list for this week, starting at 10. And I think I want to bring in Jay on this one because she's our social media expert. This is the focus on the bias in social media, something we hear a lot about. And I'm not sure that we understand what the application is here. The bias on the part of people who own, these are private companies that are Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, private companies. So do people confuse what their quote-unquote rights are when it comes to freedom of speech? It's different if it's the public domain versus the private domain. Is it not, Jay?
Well, it's about also Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. They're not just choosing what is out there. They're choosing who gets to say what. So you'll see some accounts posting the exact same content as a different account, and half the accounts are getting banned, shut down, or just like kind of blacklisted or shadow banned otherwise, where people aren't seeing them in their news feeds, where others not having any repercussions, their stuff still shows, and it's the exact same content.
And so who makes those decisions? Is there somebody in an ivory tower at Facebook?
Facebook also owns Instagram, so their algorithms are very similar. Twitter's are a little bit more different, but Facebook, the algorithm, it says certain keywords can get you where other people will not be seeing your stuff. If you post something and there's not a lot of engagement, then the next few things you post just automatically won't get engagement because they're not going to reach anybody. You also have that people can – actual users can say, well, I don't like this content, and they can report content that doesn't necessarily fall in line with something that the social media platforms are against, such as bullying or misinformation. It could just be, I didn't like this, I for whatever reason. And then they have to go and review it.
Well, I think sometimes people don't even understand what an algorithm is. They're confused by all this. So just give us a primer before we move on as to what an algorithm is. What does that do?
It's kind of like if you – how much people see. It's almost catch-22-ish. If you have more reach, you'll get more engagement. If you have less reach, you'll get less engagement. If you have more engagement, you'll get more reach. If you have less engagement, you'll get less reach.
I mean, I think at the core of it, what Doug is probably asking is it's a computer code. It's coding. So that's what it is. It's a computer program that's written to, like Jay said, pick up certain keywords, and the amount of followers you have will dictate a lot of different things and how the algorithm treats your content individually. So it's a computer code. That's what an algorithm is.
I have so much respect for people who do this who have figured out how to do it or make machines do it. Just my mind doesn't even begin to
Kids are doing it now. It's crazy.
And don't forget that various people can develop these algorithms for social media companies. We talked about Peter Sarzak, who is the guy who runs Eco Health Alliance, who is involved with passing money to the Wuhan lab. And he was one of the people that Facebook contracted with his organization to develop an algorithm to flag certain types of content, most notably that it came from a lab in China, which a lot of us agree that it did based on the information that we've seen. If you posted that up on social media, you were going to get some sort of note that was tacked onto your post about that. So, is it the arbiters of truth? Probably not.
No, not at all. Okay, number 9 on the countdown list is the focus on police reform, the situation with Elijah McClain. That case has surfaced again. Victoria, you want to bring us up to date on that? Because I think you were the one who got us to focus on that in the first place.
Well, this was such a heartbreaking story. So, and finally, there is some justice for Elijah McClain. He was a 23-year-old black man who was in a suburb of Denver. He was out for a run. He has anemia and hypothermia, and he was wearing a runner's mask. And so he went into a convenience store to pick up milk that his mother had asked him to bring home, and he ended up dead. And so essentially what happened was the 3 cops and 2 paramedics were on the scene, and they had already handcuffed him. He was on his stomach. He already told everyone that he wasn't stealing milk. He wasn't doing anything. He told them numerous times that he couldn't breathe. And so as he's on his stomach, already handcuffed with his hands behind his back, for whatever reason, the paramedics decided to inject him with ketamine, and they did it at 1.5 times the dose that would have been appropriate for his body weight, and it killed him. And so now, at least, all 5 of them have been brought up on charges, and they rightfully so. They should. And the initial DA had said that there would be no charges. That person got fired or kicked out of office or however it works in Denver. I don't know if it's elected or not. But there's a new DA who's been working on this case and on an investigation for the last almost a year now. And so that person has brought up these charges.
Okay, so let's move from that location to Minneapolis, where prosecutors this week filed a more serious charge against the former suburban Minneapolis police officer who shot Dante Wright during a traffic stop. This lady's name is Kim Potter, now charged with first-degree manslaughter.
It's ridiculous.
Not sure what the difference is between first-degree manslaughter and first-degree murder. She says she was reaching for her, you'll remember the story by me telling you that she was reaching, so she said, for her taser, and she got her gun instead.
This was so accidental.
Not belong on the force.
Well, she doesn't belong on the police force. I agree, but she was there forever. In fact, she was involved with training officers. The interaction had these two. First of all, her partner was a person of color. This was not at least in my mind, this was not something that should be based on race. There are plenty of them to do that with, but this is probably not one of them. And she clearly was caught in the moment. The guy was fighting. He was going back and forth with this officer. She told him to stand down. He wouldn't do it, and she picked up her gun instead of her taser. I think first-degree manslaughter is a little insane. It's one of those stories about the boomerang again. Yeah. We have to address the real issues, like what we see in Denver now this week, what we saw in Georgia with Ahmaud Arbery. Those are real issues. This one,
I agree with you. I don't think this was race driven, but this is such gross negligence that a guy ended up losing his life. Doesn't matter what color he is. This was such negligence. on her part and how she was the person in charge of training other people and she couldn't even, like, function according to protocol. I don't know. But obviously, and we were talking about, you know, prosecutions and prosecutors, obviously the reason that they put up manslaughter, first-degree manslaughter, is obviously they think they can win that case. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it looks bad for her.
Not
well,
good.
It's
all right. Let's go while we have Jennifer's attention here. Number 8 on the story list this week is the recall, basically boiling down to Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder. So how's that shaping up?
Well, the polling is looking better in Newsom's favor this week, but only by a couple of percentage points. It's still really early. Election day, September 14th. But get this. You want to hear about a scandal with Gavin Newsom?
Sure. Yes,
you want to hear this one's going to make you go crazy because I know how you feel about China
like
and our investment in China. So we have our public pension system is called CalPERS. That's the public pension system.
CalPERS. And that's billions of dollars. Billions.
Yes. And so a lot of false argument, like, you know, Gavin Newsom said, oh, well, we have a surplus in the state. Well, you don't have a surplus if you take into account all the unfunded pension liability. But it was revealed this week that CalPERS has more than $3 billion tied up in Chinese companies, including 14 state-owned enterprises that were blacklisted by the Trump administration because of their ties to the Chinese military.
You mean they had investments, like in the portfolio?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not illegal.
That.
It's just,
I remember
it's not
talking
illegal,
about that.
But,
well, but they're... There are 14 companies that are blacklisted by the previous administration because of their ties to the Chinese military. That's not good. It shows that CalPERS had $450 million.
So what's Gavin Newsom's play in this, though, Jen?
He's overseeing all of this. I mean, he's the one that gets to sign off
really
on all
know?
Of this stuff.
Does he really know what's going on?
Like, yeah, if you have a portfolio investment, and if you're a union or a pension fund, you're investing in, you know, however it works, but you're investing in either a hedge fund or you've got a whole conglomerate of stuff that you're invested in.
But don't get
I understand
me wrong.
You can blacklist. You can say that, you know, the Trump administration can say, well, we're not going to do business with these companies,
but these
and that's
are,
fine.
But
they
if you're broke
invested
a law.
In them, they're...
There was an executive order signed by President Trump that California simply wouldn't comply with. Because Trump signed this executive order blacklisting these companies. You weren't allowed to invest in them. And so Newsom did it anyway. And one of them is tied, the really bad one, it's called the China Communications Construction Company, the CCCC. It's the one that's building all the military installations in the South China Sea.
I'm not saying that anyone should invest. I'm just saying I get that, you know, it's sometimes in large portfolios, it's a mix of international, large cap, small cap stocks.
The reason
that
it's become such a big deal is that Newsom throughout his governorship and his lieutenant governor has had support for China. And so he's been kind of tied with them. He signed this crazy $1 billion deal for masks from China after the pandemic that he was criticized for. He praised a Chinese outlet that had ties to the Communist Party, the Tsingtao Daily. I mean, he thanked them for the balanced coverage of his recall election.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is...
Oh, my God.
One more. There you go. Okay. 18 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so while we're in California for a second, interesting that prosecutors have filed some counts of indecent exposure this week against a transgender woman in Los Angeles who allegedly flung some stuff around, Jennifer.
At a spa. And this sparked a lot of protest and outrage in the city back and forth.
Called the Wee Spa. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Fentanyl poisoning is a growing problem in our community. But we can help do something about it. Join us September 18th at 1 p.m. at the Riverfront Park Amphitheater for the Decennium Giving Circle to celebrate a beautiful heart taken from our community entirely too soon. The concert is free, but there will be a raffle with prizes donated by local businesses and artists. So come on down, because we can all make a difference.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour. This is the DJV program. And in this portion of every hour of our DJV program, so you get it here on the countdown as well, the comments that you are sending our way from the various DJV social connections we have on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So, Jay, do you want to bring us through some of the questions that we have asked and what some of the responses are from some of our listeners, if you please?
Yeah, of course. So regarding the Texas abortion laws, Gary Roeder says late-term abortion is inhumane and should be banned. Melba Sweetman, none of the above save a life and give it to someone else, kind of on the stance of adoption is the option.
This is as a result of the Supreme Court decision this week regarding the Texas abortion law, right? That's what this all follows.
Yes, exactly. And there were some people saying that women need to take accountability. Others, it kind of generated a whole conversation as well, where other people were like, okay, well, where does the man fall into accountability? Mm-hmm. Peggy Lou says, is in the camp of people need to take control of the life. And Paul Stern points out that if we don't have safe legal abortions, it's not going to stop people from getting abortions. They're just going to go somewhere else, and there's going to be more medical issues.
Jennifer, isn't it wonderful to hear from Paul Skinner?
I always like it when he's always nice. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul. Okay, just a little inside, but Paul used to work with us. Anyway, but he follows the program in Palm Springs, and that's very good. All right, what else have we got? It looks like a lot of questions here. I wanted to know whether or not one justifies drinking and tobacco use with drugs. That was an interesting, actually, conversation, but the question is quite direct. Drinking, tobacco use, that's okay, but marijuana is not. The hyperbole and the hypothesis of putting the two together, hypocritical. I used all those wonderful alliterations. What are people saying? Hip, hip.
Lori Howerter says no one really needs to justify it, to be honest. Aaron Bramblett says, I think the only way to justify is if it doesn't negatively affect the people around you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Let's see. Booster shots. We had questions about that and whether or not people are going to be getting a lot of misinformation about this week. So where are they coming down on this?
It was pretty half and half. A lot of people are saying that they can't wait to get their booster shot as soon as it's available to them. Others are saying, I'm not getting the booster shot just yet. Some are saying, haven't gotten the vaccine. Why would I get the booster shot?
Well, I think the question here is more what's in the booster shot. I was ready for the third one until Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's on the DJV program, he advised that we wait, all of us, until there's
a
new...
I've heard a lot of people saying that, because they want to get protection against the new stuff,
right,
not more of the old.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And the old booster that would exist today is just more of the same stuff you got in one and two. So what we want is to get something that's good for Delta and Lambda and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, okay, what else do you have, Jay?
Let's see. Andrew Cronin says, no way, no chance in regards to the booster. And Colette Liu says, heck no, too many side effects, including 43,000 dead, but they don't want you to know that, including the vaccinated. And it's one of those.
Okay.
Also, do not get your facts from social media. Please do your research. Look at articles.
Right.
And don't just look at one news outlet. Look at multiple news outlets, because there is a lot of opinions that are parading around as facts.
Hand sanitizer. Do you use it? This came after I went ballistic talking about people don't realize, once again, bad information, that using all this Purell stuff kills all the good bacteria along with the bad bacteria, and that'll make you sick. So what are people saying about their usage of it?
Surprisingly, pretty much everybody said no or rarely. And I think the best comment came from Leif Stevenson, who says no, and I ate mud as a kid.
Yes, good for you, sir. I hope you'll live to be live long and prosper. That's the way I look at it. I mean, growing up on the farm, I think all of the things that I've been around and still am around on the farm have kept me healthy. Frankly, build up your immune system that way. Eat dirt. 28 past the hour.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Taste of Reading is back. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary presents the 14th Annual Taste of Reading 2021, Sunday, September 12th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and micro brews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Bartosh, Refugia, Soul Punch, and the Stone Hearts. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Cornerstone Community Bank for their underwriting sponsorship to our local restaurants at this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 14th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, September 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligations. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop-in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 34 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts from the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, the top stories of the week and our thoughts about them. It is Labor Day weekend. And one of the things, I guess this goes with the number two story this week, which is all about COVID, the travel that takes place during Labor Day weekend, although I don't know that the warning is going to keep people off the roads. Last week I got stuck in a traffic jam. If those of you who go to Cape Cod and go to the islands here off of the coast of Massachusetts know there's not a lot of ways in and out. It's like there's two ways in and two ways out. And I happened to be on the highway that is one of the ways out, and I sat there, and I sat there, and I sat there.
There's like a big circle, right? Like a roundabout that you have to go on to head out to the Cape. I have sat in a lot of traffic on that roundabout.
Lots and lots. Well, even in this, this is 80 miles away, and people from New York coming down from the mountains, let's say in Vermont or New Hampshire or Maine. That's also, I mean, the traffic was nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the idea here from the CDC, if you believe them or pay attention to them, is that if you're unvaccinated, you ought not to travel this Labor Day weekend. I wonder how much impact this will have on people.
Look,
not
if
much,
you don't
I'm
care
thinking.
To get the vaccine in September of 2021, I don't think you're going to care if you're traveling or not unvaccinated.
Yeah.
That was kind of a waste of oxygen from the CDC.
All right. So other things, the climate situation, more of the focus on the hurricane. Number three this week, 22 people dead. What'd you say the number went
46.
Up to, I think?
46. Yeah, 46. It keeps... People drowned in their cars. People drowned in their homes. It's nuts. The Northeast has, even though we've had lots of hurricanes in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this. Tornadoes that were just huge, monstrous tornadoes that ripped through neighborhoods, ripped
off
down
the Cape,
homes.
Down the Cape, you never
and
have
were
a tornado.
People even expecting it? Yeah. I mean, you know, we knew that the storm was moving out and up the coast, but did anybody really expect it to be this bad? I feel like people were taken by surprise.
Absolutely. And in New York City, for the first time in the history of the city, they declared flash flood warnings, which they've never had to do. And I have a lot of friends who still live in Manhattan, and the lobbies of their buildings all flooded. So
the subways, all kinds. It looked messy. Ugh.
Yep.
Very messy. You know what I'm surprised isn't, just as an aside here for a moment, what I'm surprised isn't in the countdown, the beginning of the football season. Isn't this weekend, Labor Day weekend, the beginning of the official season?
No, it's the 12th. No, yeah, next weekend.
Oh, okay. So they're still playing, are they playing a lot of exhibition games this weekend?
No NFL this weekend. The pre stuff all ended last weekend.
There I am, right on top of things.
Doug's sports report.
That's it, right? Yep, Doug, the sports guy. Okay, let's go back for just a second to the climate discussion because there's a new hurricane. Larry is the name. Fifth hurricane of the season. It has, looking at AccuWeather here, suggesting the storm is going to reach major hurricane strength in the next day or so, or over the weekend anyway, because people could be listening to this all over from Friday through Sunday. Maximum winds at the moment, 80 miles an hour. So what's at the moment won't be necessarily pertinent at the end of the weekend, but it is interesting to see that this thing, they're just coming one after the other, after the other, after the other. And
this
pretty strong
this one kind of... Larry makes me a little nervous because I was looking at the, because I live on the shore in Jersey, and so, you know, the Hurricane Ida traveled all the way up through the land, which normally hurricanes, you know, really peter out by the time they hit that much land. But Larry is going to stay in the Atlantic and head up, and they don't even, at this point, they don't know which direction it's going to go. It might hit Bermuda and then head up through the sort of traditional path, but if it doesn't and it stays out in the Atlantic and heads north and west, basically towards the East Coast, that can be a really, that's when you get lots of like ocean flooding and storm surge, and that could actually be a pretty dangerous storm. So hopefully it'll take a turn and it won't hit us, but that's one that coastal people are kind of really concerned about.
Right. Okay, I'm bouncing around a little bit here. I don't know what's new when it comes to, like, number seven is our relationship with China and Russia. The conversations continue. The Chinese continue to abuse their relationships with us and everybody else because we
left
them.
And they're also in Afghanistan now, so that's part of the... why they've become more relevant, I think, this
week. One of the things that hasn't been discussed a great deal is something that ought to be discussed, and so we give ourselves the platform here. The pulpit allows me to take a shot at the Federal Communications Commission, which this week announced that they were going to let pretty much anybody from any country, any company, invest in U.S. radio and television, in U.S. media. And so the Chinese are ready, willing, and able to throw lots of money to control our media. And how it is that we keep letting this sort of stuff happen, what is the matter? Have we become brain dead? Is there so much toxicity back and forth with the nonsense of right and left?
People are worried about their own personal wealth and power rather than the good of the country.
I mean, yeah. I think that that's, they have, China has so much money to throw at Hollywood movies. If you can't get your movie made, then, you know, and China comes along with, hey, we'll back your movie, and here's $100 yeah. million dollars, and cast whoever you want, and all that. I mean, that's the same thing with media companies. If media companies, they don't have investors, you know, there aren't a million Warren Buffetts running around. So, yeah, they follow where the money is. And Jen's right. I mean, they're putting their own bottom line ahead of literally everything else.
Un-American. It is. It's just un-American.
Sure.
But we have, I think, because of what's gone on, you know, we were talking earlier, I think it was off the air, about youngsters being able to have cars when they were 16, the lack of parental involvement, the parents just want to dispose of their responsibilities. So I don't want to drive you to your activity. Here's a car. Go drive yourself. When kids haven't got a clue about how to drive, what their responsibilities are, that kind of stuff, it seems to me, is indicative of what we are like. Our attitude is all about me. It's all about, and that's that me generation, but I think it's spread to beyond just one generation, and thus we have the situation that we do. Number six, story about supply chains and what's going on, whether it's true or not. I am aware and became more aware this week. Somebody, a little bird, let me in to the story of all. But one, well, we did talk on the DJV program about how companies are buying their own freighters so that they can get stuff over here because there has been a logjam. Supposedly, the supply chain has been fouled up by the COVID situation, and to a point, I think that is correct. But there are a lot of behind the scenes gangs involved apparently in various locations in the supply chain, in the line, the linkage. And also, back to the Chinese again, they're buying up all the freight systems, they're buying up all of the freighters, and they're controlling them. And I saw credible evidence this week. It isn't that we have a chip shortage, is that the Chinese are hoarding them, putting them on ships and just leaving them in, they're not moving. They're just sitting there. Because they want to screw things up, and that's what they've done. Yeah, to trust these people with anything is beyond, I just don't get it. And yet people continue to buy stuff. I had to buy some new, a couple of different items this week from the farm, and also for my own personal use. And I make sure I ask or I look to see where the stuff is made. Is it better that clothing is made in Cambodia and Vietnam and Laos than it is in China? Yeah. Wish it was made here. But there are all these American brands, they're not made in America. They don't say they're made in America. But you see Levi and Hagar and all of these other big names. Look at where the stuff is made. Why can't they be made in America?
Well, the last big brand name that was being manufactured actually in America was Brooks Brothers, and they a couple mm-hmm. years ago they had to take their operations overseas. They just could not.
They didn't have to, but they did.
Well, they said they couldn't stay in business because the profit margins are just they couldn't operate. So it's a sad state.
Yep, it really is. The charts for the week of August 30th to September 3rd. Here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, let's start at number 10, shall we, and count down to number 1 at number 10. The situation with all the social media focus, the influence of social media, and the biases of social media. Police reform, the Elijah McClain case. Number 8, the California recall. And number 7, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 6, the economy. Number 5... The Texas abortion law, the Supreme Court getting involved in that. Number 4, the continuing focus on January 6th. Is it or isn't it something we should be spending time on? Hurricane Ida and the next hurricane coming up the coast. Number 3, number 2, COVID, and number 1, Afghanistan. Those are the stories that occupied most of the good air on talk radio programs around the country this week. Moving along, we'll get to the Afghanistan withdrawal is number 1 this week. I don't know what there is to say about that, but we'll check it out. Stand by for that after this. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The News Talk Radio World, now focusing on the people list from Talkers Magazine this week. That is the people who have been a part of the story lines in much of these discussions. At number 10, Mike Richards, the guy that got off from Jeopardy and some of the social media comments about him. Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder are tied as the front runners, the top runners for either staying in the chair of governor or being the new governor of California. Number 8, the comedian Joe Rogan, who's not funny. Number 7, Liz Cheney. Donald Trump is 6. Madison Cawthorn is 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is 3. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking that DeSantis and Abbott may be running against each other in the primary for the Republicans the next time around in the presidential race. Let's see if that happens and find out. We'll follow it here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, moving back in to the overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. That's what the job is here. The week of August 30th to September 3rd is our focus. I just want to underscore something before we move on from China. And that's what Jennifer said about the California pension system, whether you heard the numbers or not. Almost a $500 million of money from state employees, retirees, and would-be retirees, $500 million has been invested in Chinese companies
that into companies that were blacklisted because of their connections to the Chinese military.
Yep. Okay. Now, the Afghanistani situation, students still being rescued. Apparently, there are still a lot of people. This has not gotten, there's not a lot of light on this side of the story, Jennifer. What's going on?
No, it's not good. There are still, and acknowledged now by the State Department, hundreds, maybe thousands. They said easily there could be thousands more students, young people that are trapped in Afghanistan. California had a large amount. Apparently there's a large settlement of people who've come here from Afghanistan in the San Diego area, which I had not really been aware of until this story started to break. But there were a lot of people that have family over there. And they say more than 1,000 U.S. students and children of special visa holders are believed to be stuck right now in Afghanistan. There are some local congressmen who are trying to work to get them out, but the State Department is in charge of the investigation and has not been very cooperative
in doing this. So, yes, the withdrawal, say what you will about it, it was bungled. Here we are today. I think the question is, what happens to the people who are still stranded? Are they going to be killed? Have they already been killed? Are they going to be able to get home? And how is that going to happen when the United States has no power to negotiate their return? The only power we have is by lifting sanctions on the Taliban or providing them with aid, which was pretty appalling this week when both Lloyd Austin, who heads up the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, and Antony Blinken said that they would consider giving aid or resources to the Taliban. It just seems like we lost all of our power. And so for many people in the military who served there for 20 years, they
laughable.
Think, why are we, yeah, why, what happened? What do we do all this for?
Joke. It's a bad joke. All right, so because of all of this, number one on the people list is pretty much usual, the president, whoever he or she is, in this case, Joe Biden. We were laughing off the air about the polls showing him at an all-time low when he's only been in office for 8 months. However, having said that, the military not happy, the average person doesn't seem to be happy, therefore his approval rating has dropped.
I think he's going to have to regain trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and look, let's just talk about Biden for a second, because Trump's approval, I mean, you know, Trump had a whole different set of issues to deal with. But Biden was seen as this guy who was, well, maybe. But Biden was the guy who, like, was going to be empathetic, and he was going to unify people, and he was going to be the adult in the room when it comes to foreign policy. And now he's kind of lost the faith of some of our allies. He's lost the faith of the people within his own party. The news media has even started to do negative stories on Biden, which he's not used to seeing. So he's got to rebuild trust, I think, with the American people. This Afghanistan thing, I think, was bad, and you're seeing the administration want to move on to issues that get people really emotional and hot, like the Texas abortion issue. They're focusing a lot on that, focusing on climate change. I think they're doing that on purpose to try to move away from this.
When did he say, my mind is going blank here?
Yesterday, when he was doing an update on the hurricane.
Okay. All right. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies. This is the DJV program.
It's the Top Radio Countdown.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the quest that we have every week at the end of the week to figure out what the top five or 10 stories are Victoria Keelan stepping up to the ready with the top five items from the world of consumer electronics. Sometimes it seems that way, anyway. The best tech stories, number five this week, Victoria, is HBO Max and YouTube all together. Isn't that exciting? Woohoo!
Well, it's exciting if you have Spectrum TV for your cable, then yeah. So you're getting two of the biggest players in streaming, HBO Max and YouTube, have officially arrived on Spectrum TV. It's the first time that the apps have been supported on Spectrum, and users will be able to access content from both apps right through your cable box. And so this is probably the way that you're going to see a lot of other cable companies going, because that way you're staying with the cable service. You're not actually leaving them and, you know, living off of, you know, other streaming services. So they have everything together. Now, the thing is, though, you still do need to pay for the HBO Max subscription. And that's $10 a month if you want to sit through ads, $15 a month if you want to go ad-free. It also unlocks same-day theatrical releases. I know it's a controversial thing, but some people like having the movies without, and you don't have to pay any extra charge.
Boo. So
the movies hit your cable box now the same day that they're in the theaters.
Boo. Okay, number four is a focus on Best Buy and what wonderful help they have there.
Yeah, I know. You don't really like Best Buy and the Geek Squad, but a lot of people find them to actually be pretty good. That's so good. Best Buy is, they're actually moving into a new area. They're moving into e-bikes and scooters and mopeds. So during the pandemic, there was a huge rush on e-bikes and just regular bikes in general. And so Best Buy is now going to take advantage of that. And starting in October, 10 Best Buy stores in 9 different locations across various states are going to start carrying the e-bikes and the scooters in stock in the store. In the meantime, you can order them already online if that's a thing that you want to do. And so the year-over-year sales of bikes for the 12 months ending in April of this year, bike sales were up 57%. They reached $6.5 billion from retailers. So I guess Best Buy figures, you know, they can offer the service for these through Geek Squad. You can actually get at-home assembly and fine-tuning for the e-bikes, and that service will start at $100.
Number three, Chicago is suing. Who are they suing?
Yeah, the city of Chicago has sued the food delivery services DoorDash and Grubhub for allegedly using deceptive and unfair tactics that hurt restaurants, which were already hurting during the height of the pandemic last year. The two lawsuits accuse both services of misconduct, including falsely advertising delivery services for restaurants that weren't even participating on these platforms. And so then they charged misleading fees to customers. They hid costs that they added to meals. It's been a mess, and this actually is the second time that a government has filed a lawsuit against Grubhub. In July in Massachusetts, where you are, the attorney general there sued Grubhub for exceeding a local 15% cap on fees to restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so that's also a similar charge that the city of Chicago is making.
And
it's the restaurants were already struggling, and then they're literally being choked by these delivery services. Mm-hmm. And the best thing to do, really, if you want to support your local restaurants, call the restaurant yourself and just place an order over the phone. I know I hate calling places, but it's better than, you know, than dealing with the rest of this.
Number two, Microsoft releasing Windows 11. Oh, boy.
Yep, they finally announced that it will be released on October 5th. This is the new operating system that will be available as a free upgrade for eligible Windows 10 PCs, or it will be pre-installed on new hardware. So if you buy a new computer, you will have Windows 11 preloaded. And so there's a lot of early buzz on Windows 11. Tech writers seem to love it, and so I think it's going to be really popular. And we'll see. I mean, you'll have to eventually get it, probably, Doug. On yours. I think you're at 10, though, right?
Yes,
you're
I am.
Windows 10.
Yep.
Yeah. So you'll be fine with the upgrade.
Number one on the list, the Tech Talk list this week of the top stories, has to do with Apple.
Well, this was the most controversial story of the week for sure. Apple announced the first U.S. states that will be supporting the iOS 15's new ability to store your driver's license and state ID in the wallet app on your iPhone. Arizona and Georgia will lead the way, with Connecticut, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah will be following. There isn't an exact timetable yet, but what you'll be able to do is, just like you can load your credit card onto your iPhone into the wallet, you'll be able to do the same thing with your state driver's license or ID, and you can even use it when you fly at the TSA. So it'll be helpful when everyone's using the real ID.
Yes, in fact, yeah, well, most everybody's got that, I think, by now, haven't they? Mm-hmm. I hope you haven't.
No,
you
they had to bump this the date to 2022.
There they are, top five technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book. A masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent says the U.S. faces tough odds in securing the return of all Americans from Afghanistan.
Talent tells the Salem Radio Network the Taliban may not be willing to negotiate in good faith, but that's not the only problem.
Or, and this is another problem, they may not be able to consolidate control.
Talent says it's shaping up to be a no-win scenario for the U.S.
If they consolidate control of the country, that's not good for us. But if they don't, that's not good for us either.
Talent says the Taliban could lose control to rival factions, including the ultra-radical Haqqani Network. Bob Hagner reporting.
At least four planes chartered to evacuate several hundred people seeking to get out of Afghanistan have been unable to leave the country for days. One Afghan official says the would-be passengers were Afghans, many without passports or visas. But the top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee says the group includes Americans who say they are effectively being held hostage. Google once again postponing a return to the office for most workers until after the new year.
The internet search giant is also requiring all employees to be vaccinated once its sprawling campuses are fully reopened. The highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus is driving a dramatic spike in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. That is leading companies to delay or scrap return to office plans after nearly 2 years of people working from home.
Jeremy House reports the new return date now January the 10th. The group behind the annual Tiananmen Square Memorial Vigil in Hong Kong says it will not cooperate with police conducting a national security investigation into the group's activities, calling it abuse of power. Police notified the Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China last month it was under investigation for working for foreign interests, an accusation the group has denied. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Hours after gunfire erupted outside the presidential palace in the West African nation of Guinea, it was announced President Alpha Condé's government had been dissolved and the nation's borders will be closed.
Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya from the Guinean army seized control of state television to announce what seemed to be the execution of a coup d'etat. After seizing the airwaves, the mutinous soldiers vowed to restore democracy and gave themselves a name, the National Committee of Gathering and Development. President Condé's whereabouts were not immediately known. The colonel who spoke to the nation did not mention the unpopular president. He did, however, add that the constitution would also be dissolved and borders closed for 1 week. I'm Karen Chamas.
Libyan authorities Sunday released one of Muammar Gaddafi's sons after more than 7 years of detention in the capital of Tripoli. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Analysts are forecasting auto prices will remain high because of a part shortage and other goods could follow.
A shortage of computer chips that had sent auto prices soaring appeared to be easing, but that hope has now dimmed. A surge in COVID cases from the Delta variant in several Asian countries that are the main producers of auto-grade chips is worsening the supply shortage. Analysts say record high prices for vehicles new and used, as well as rental cars, will extend into next year and possibly 2023. Beyond autos, vital components for goods ranging from farm equipment and industrial machinery to sportswear and kitchen accessories are also bottled up at ports around the world as demand outpaces supply in the face of a resurgent virus. I'm Julie Walker.
Another bloody weekend. 4 people shot dead in Houston, 4 in Florida, 3 in Washington, D.C., along with 7 wounded in Athens, Georgia. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is R.C. from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Schools, families, and government leaders are finally on alert over teen vaping. But before we can solve it, we need to understand it. One, the draw is flavors. 97% of kids who vape use flavors. Two, kids often don't know they're vaping nicotine, let alone a concentrated formula. Three, nicotine's addictive, and it's also a neurotoxin that can increase teen anxiety. Nicotine is brain poison, and flavor is the hook. Do something at flavorshookkids.org.
NA.com/save.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. On the air for the week of August 30th to September the 3rd, Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and as such, has his finger on the pulse, has his thumb on the the people that come up with all this information. He's there. He's on it. He's at it. So we have the top 10 stories, top 10 people list, and believe it or not, they're connected. And that's really inspiring, Michael. Congratulations.
I love connecting them dots.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
So let's do it.
Should we connect a few dots here? Okay.
Please.
Number 10, social media bias and influence, along with the Jeopardy story. Jeopardy fired Mike Richards from his job as the executive producer. Poor guy is smacked into the wall of political correctness. And number 9, the
Elijah... I'm not sure he was that great a guy to begin with.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know, to be a game show host, you have to be, you know, a holy man.
Right.
I mean, think about it. It's a game show.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Jeopardy like it's, you know, the new Pope. It's a game show.
Look at all the attention it's gotten.
But I mean, think about how political correctness. I mean, I don't know, Mike Richards. You know, he was like a shock jock at one time. He made a few podcasts. He said some nasty things in the spirit of being a bad boy and a rogue, which happens in media. Mm-hmm. As far as you know, his indiscretions in the workplace. I mean, now things are coming out. But what I find amusing is how the producers and public relations people behind the game Jeopardy have somehow created the illusion that Alex Trebek, you know, may he rest in peace, was some type of a holy man. Mm-hmm. that right. You know, who can fill his shoes? You know what I'm saying? And it's just, yeah. It's a game show. You know, whatever. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Elijah McClain.
Well, you know what it does? It speaks to our perspective on things and how everything is so distorted and warped. And yes. Part of that happens, I think, because of discussions on some of the stations with some of the hosts that we talk about here on this program. There's distortion. It's hard to know what's real and what isn't anymore. You're right. I hadn't thought about it that way, but you do. You put it into a you've put it into a category as if it was one of the most important things, life and death. It's not a life and death issue. It's a TV game show.
It's a game show.
Alex was a swell guy, and he did a great job.
He was a great game show host. Yeah. You know, they hired Alex Trebek a year or two ago to moderate a serious debate in Canada about a local issue in the media there, mm-hmm. because he's a Canadian. And he made a joke. He made some kind of a flippant joke during it, and it triggered a controversy. How could the moderator of a debate take this so lightly? And he said, I'm a game show host. You know, if you hire a game show host to moderate a debate, what do you expect? Mm-hmm. You know, he knew. He knew. The whole Jeopardy thing is a fascinating exercise in public relations, mm-hmm. and as to whether or not they blew it with the, you know, the debacle of you know, the replacement of Alex Trebek and all of the parade of people and the LeVar Burton thing.
Well, they built up expectations, and that's what, you know, so they tripped on their own, you know what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, should we do number nine?
Why not? Let's keep going.
The Elijah McClain.
You know what? Go ahead.
Yeah, go back to number 10. I could talk about that all day. I find Jeopardy fascinating. I mean, it's a microcosm of everything in our society. You know? Crazy stuff.
What do you find? A question is, what do you find to be a microcosm of our society? And the answer, Michael, is?
What is Jeopardy?
And
that's the first time in all the years I've been watching Jeopardy, and I'm a big Jeopardy fan, that I've actually answered it with a question. Mm-hmm. I would lose because I would forget to go, what is? I've always found that to be an annoying part of the show. Why do they have to have that cockamamie question-answer thing? What's that about?
What a great expression, cockamamie.
Yep. I'm so tired of this.
Right, I know. Let's keep moving.
You know, and that guy, what's his name? I'm blanking on his name. The big star, the greatest game show. I feel like I'm pulling a Biden here.
The greatest game show host of all time?
The greatest game show contestant of all, Ken Jennings. He's the first celebrity fill-in host, and every time he would finish, thank you, Alex. Like, thank you, Alex.
Well, I think
like
they Alex still, is, in the credits of the program, they still they pay tribute in memory. I think it says, there's a slide that says, in memory of Alex Trebek.
Yes, you know, which is fine. I don't want to deny Alex Trebek any of the great credit he deserves. I'm just simply pointing out that it's a game show, and Alex Trebek was a very, very slick, very polished, very smart game show host. We don't know sometimes the difference between a game show host and a religious figure or a politician or somebody appointed to a position of, you know, running a hospital. I mean, it's just what you said before. There's tremendous distortion.
Well,
enough said.
Could that be said? Well, no.
I keep trying to move on, but this is interesting.
I'll carry it one step further. Might we have that attitude toward a lot of the people who become godlike who are talk radio hosts? I mean, look at the attention paid to Rush Limbaugh. And maybe that's, you look at some of these other people, I like
but Rush Limbaugh kind of at least was involved. At least Rush Limbaugh was involved in influencing public policy and public opinion about important things.
Mm-hmm.
Game show hosts, I mean, they're judged on how smooth they are, if they don't flub, if they seem credible, and if occasionally with Jeopardy, which is a real tightrope, moderating hosting Jeopardy is difficult because you've got to be smooth, but, you know, heaven forbid you step on the show or you try to step out as the star of the show, you're going to get in trouble. And Trebek just walked that line very, very carefully. It's very difficult, very difficult role. When you make something bigger and more important than it really is.
Sure. And Merv Griffin, whose idea these shows were, was a genius at that. One of the smartest people to ever be involved in the entertainment business, with the creation of both those shows at the same time, 30-some-odd years ago. And because of those things, never mind everything else that he did, he became a billionaire.
But he was also, he was a talent. He was a great talent. He was a talk show host.
Yeah.
And he was a great creator of original ideas for programming.
He was.
And he was a brilliant businessman. All in one pack.
And he was a very... I sat next to him. He invited me to a Christmas party, or I was seeing somebody at the time, so I went to a Christmas party that he had. I'm trying to remember when it would have been in the, like, 96, 97, somewhere in there. And his best friend in life was the actor who was my... I can picture him now. I'm trying to come up with his name. Italian name. Great character actor. And he sat on one side of him, and I sat on the other side of him. And it's just fat. I didn't really contribute much to the conversation. He wanted to know how long I've been in talk radio and what did I talk about and yada, yada, yada. But he came across, he was the king of the room. And yet he was not trying to, he wasn't trying to foster that. It was his party, but it was everybody's party. You know what I mean? He was that kind of a guy.
And he can cry if he wants to.
Look, we spent 10 minutes talking about you.
We just slipped on a banana peel. We may as well go home.
Excuse me.
Why don't you take a break, and then we'll come back and get the show back on the road.
Okay, we'll do that. Back on the road again. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at quarter past the hour. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, it's clinically proven. We've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin, who are responsible for losing tons and tons and tons and probably hundreds of tons of pounds. People that get on the Calitrin program lose weight and keep it off. Check it out for yourself at toploss.com. You want to lose weight and keep it off? Toploss.com. When you buy the product, check out using the discount code DJV for the best values, the BOGO deals that they have, especially over this Labor Day weekend. Super sales. Calitrin takes the natural approach to losing weight and keeping it off and does it so successfully. All right, so we haven't gotten through the list yet. Why don't we go back?
See if we can get through the list at least. Let's talk about Mike Richards more. Why don't we bring him on this show? Call it the DJVM show.
Okay, I'll remember. Okay. I'll take that under advisement. Thank you.
So at number nine, we have the Elijah McClain case, and that ties with race relations and police reform. And the California recall is at 8. At 7, we have U.S. relations with China and Russia. At 6, we have the economy, supply chain issues, inflation, fears, and the infrastructure. At 5, we have Texas abortion and gun laws, and that's tied with immigration reform. At number 4, we have January 6th committee and Trump election fraud claims. He's still running around saying he won the election, but with friends like Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell, who needs enemies? At number 3, climate change, Hurricane Ida, and wildfires. Terrible, terrible, terrible things happened in both Louisiana and the Northeast. Yep. At number 2, COVID-19 variants, vaccines, mandates, and madness. And at number 1, the Afghanistan withdrawal. And if you want me to go on with the people we can.
The people list we'll do in a couple of moments. The top 10 people list charts presented and prepared by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Also find them on our social media and at DJVshow.com. It's 21 after the hour. We'll continue. And I actually want to dig around in some media ownership stuff when it comes to talk radio. That's next.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery ends Labor Day.
You can always count on change. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of the wonderful things about any new romantic relationship is all the great feelings that come along with it. But no matter how close you ever get to another person, no matter how in love you are, no matter anything really, the one thing you can count on is that your emotions will change throughout the relationship. The reason? Well, it's simple, really. We cannot hold the same emotional state forever. And guess what? That's okay. It's especially okay if you realize that being in a relationship isn't about holding on to the initial feeling of bliss. It's about connecting with someone. It's about learning how to navigate the ups and downs and myriad of experiences that life will bring. Yes, indeed. You can always count on change. To prepare yourself, visit drchristianconti.com.
counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after, Michael. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview on the radio of the charts presented every week by the research done at Talkers Magazine. You find the charts listed, as I said, at talkers.com, along with lots of other things, news and information about what's going on among us in the talk radio world. We have not done the people list because, Michael, you've gone off onto a tangent. And,
I know.
Yes.
I was undisciplined.
Yes, very.
You know who number 10 is?
Yes, I do.
Mike Richards. Want to talk about him?
I think we've had enough of him.
Okay. And number 9. Well, I'll tell you, he's very interesting.
I know we've had enough of this guy, frankly.
Gavin Newsom?
Oh, my God, what a baloney. He's a gabunga.
Don't be so sure.
How am I so sure?
Don't be so sure. Gavin Newsom has a lot of things going for him, as well as things that you can take shots at. And, of course, Larry Elder is tied with Gavin Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
And
in more ways than one, it would appear, according to the polls. Anyway,
very interesting. Actually, what's happening now is the Democrats are alarmed that Larry Elder might actually win. So
right.
It's galvanizing them, and the polls are indicating that tons of Democrats are going to turn out and vote no on the recall, which invalidates whether Larry Elder is the first, second, or third of the alternate candidates. There's 46
and then
people.
Someone who is clever will say that the Democrats were racists because they voted against a black man.
A lot of people think Larry Elder is a racist.
Oh, yeah, because they do. Because he doesn't play along with the company script.
Yeah. Larry Elder is a fascinating, complex individual. I uncovered a podcast that I did with him about a year and a half ago, before we had an inkling that, or he even had an inkling, at least publicly, that he'd be running for a high office. And it's fascinating. I'm going to be playing it on a lot of our shows. I'll share some of it with you in the coming weeks if his candidacy, you know, turns into something more than just a flash in the pan. Let's go to number 8. Joe Rogan, the famous podcaster and comedian and sports announcer and kind of an interesting character.
And unfunny. I don't think he's funny at all.
I don't follow Joe Rogan that much other than knowing what his career's about. But he has COVID-19, but he seems okay.
Right.
Liz Cheney is at number 7. She became the co-chair of the January 6th committee.
Yeah. I like her.
So they, she certainly
I didn't like her father, but I kind of like her because she's got some starch and she's standing up to the people who would otherwise want to push her around. And I like that. Not only a woman, but I like it in anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at some of the stuff, by the way, the January 6th, they still show the picture of that guy with makeup on his face and the, wearing the horns. He's the face of January 6th.
Yeah.
And I think he was found, I forget the guy's name, he was found guilty of something this week, wasn't he, not mistaken?
He's guilty of bad makeup, that's for sure.
For sure, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
What a schmendrick.
Another great.
I love laying those words on you.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, we have Madison Crawthorn. Kevin McCarthy at 4, Greg Abbott. Hey, Abbott! At number 3, Ron DeSantis at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1. Figured I'd get it all in before the break.
All right, so we figured out that Joe Rogan is not funny. Here's a name that might not make it into the list, but because of his conversation, once again, a so-called conservative talk radio personality named Eric Erickson. You think that's his real name? I don't know. I don't know this guy.
It is.
It is his real name. Okay. Anyway, he's on WSB in Atlanta. He lost a member of his family to COVID, and I'm not sure where he's been before, but he's been very vocal this past week talking about organized efforts to undermine trust in the vaccine. He says it's evil and it's a sin. So maybe we pick up
on that. Yes, let's talk about that.
I think that's important to talk about, which we will as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965. Record.
We'll be right back.
4 at the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official list that is generated by Talkers Magazine every single week, 52 weeks a year. And Michael Harrison is here each week to go through the list and talk about some of the things that people in the inside, if you will, of talk radio, sort of like a can of worms, in a manner of speaking, right?
Some of the there are a number of worms on this list.
Not included in that list, though, is Eric Erickson. We were going to talk about him because he lost a family member to COVID, and apparently he has talked. I haven't, you know, the rap on many of the so-called conservatives. I don't like that term. I call them right wingers because I think the word conservative has a more important meaning and connotation to it than referring
There's
to
nuances people
that are
between right winger, Republican, and conservative. Definitely.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So anyway, there was an article in Newsweek this week. Erickson said on his program, "Listen to this, you idiots. What I care deeply about is that some of you are scared of getting the vaccine because you've heard people on the internet lie to you, people that don't know that they're even lying. They don't know what the truth is. I don't care that you don't want the vaccine, but if you're out there spreading lies and misinformation and disinformation and willfully undermining people's trust with a vaccine, I care about that a great deal." This guy is a lawyer, apparently, right? Is that right?
He's a lawyer. Councilman? I don't know what the word is, but he's a cleric. He's a religious student.
I remember he and I. Wait a minute. Now I remember at Talkers in June. I met him, and we had a conversation. He's kind of got a red. He's a redhead. Heavy set guy.
I think he's a very talented host, and I think he's a good person. I don't know where you're going with this. I'm not up.
I'm
to
making
speed
a statement.
Okay,
I'll just tell you, and then you go on about him. My statement here has to do with the underpinning of those people on the air who are quote unquote conservative, i.e., I refer to them as right wingers, and they say. Many of them, Phil Valentine, an example, Mark Bernier, another example of two fellas, good guys, friends of ours, that have died of COVID, and they were on the air talking about the vagaries of the vaccine, don't wear a mask, this, that, and the other thing. And I think that's what, in this circumstance, because Erickson lost somebody in his family the same way that Bernier died and Phil, a painful, horrible death. And so this is his response to people who are saying on the air and off the air that they don't know what they're talking about when it comes to the vaccine and the mask, wearing of the mask.
Right. So what is your take on that?
That he is flying counter to and with these other folks.
He's not the only one.
Their tune.
Well, first of all, all conservatives are not necessarily Mike Lindell or Donald Trump conservatives anymore.
Yes, correct.
Many conservatives say that Donald Trump has a death grip on the GOP because you can't win the damn primary without his support. But then when you have his support, you can't win the general election.
Yeah.
And this is a terrible conundrum. But
Excuse me for a second. There's a great lesson in civics in that reality in and of itself, which is a great talk radio conversation about how people don't understand, because we don't teach civics anymore, how important the primary is to the outcome of the election. People don't vote in the primary, but that's where the real decisions are made.
Often wind up with the lesser of two evils, because you get the extremists on both sides, because of the fact that people that are more motivated to vote go to the primary, and then they force the issue. But as far as Erickson, I mean, to me, it's a logical thing that you would change your tune or go against the grain if, in fact, something happens to you or something happens to a member of your family that brings it close to home, and it ceases to be some type of an abstraction. So the thing that makes COVID different than so many of the other social issues that we've been fighting about for years on the air is that COVID strikes everybody personally in their home, in their car, in their business. It's not something that affects
somebody
else.
Everybody is vulnerable. It's not
that's the point.
How much money you have, or,
right?
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah.
And, that, yeah. and that's what changed. That's why this pandemic, and now it's going on almost 2 years, is starting to really affect the fabric of not only the American psyche. This is going on around the world.
Well, I think you make some really good points here, and that's why I wanted to bring up and tie it in because I always.
But Eric Erickson's a good guy. I mean, not that I am the judge of everybody's character to the core,
but my
knowledge of people in the business, and you know that I support all points of view because I support the platform as being a meeting place for the exercise of the First Amendment.
Yeah,
I don't push one agenda or another, but I occasionally comment on it. But my main comment is to have people have legitimate views. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. I remember having the conversation with him there. Let's go one step further or one step back. What you just said about what it sounded like equivalency, the business of people, this sort of speaks to the larger issue that is a talk radio issue, and that is what to believe and who to believe and how to ferret out what's true, what's right, what's just. There's so much controversy. And Erickson speaks to that in this piece in Newsweek as to what is the content of the information that's on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Can it be believed? And, you know, it gets, I think you go back around to any bit of information. It's not just on the social media, but how do you know what to believe in general, whether it's listening to the radio to somebody that you believe is right or reading a newspaper or a magazine or some article that comes from TMZ, is the only difference between stuff that's gossipy on social media versus that which is quote-unquote credible is the definition of the source. I mean, just because you write for the New York Times, that doesn't mean that you write the correct information and that you are correct, especially with the news media being the New York Times is a premier example of a slanted rag, in my estimation. So,
yeah, but then again, you might be slanted in saying that. You know,
I could be. Maybe I am.
Right. No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just simply pointing out that my view of this is that okay, that's your opinion.
Yeah,
but we're having opinion. Problems what's, dealing with the separation the of subjective and objective observation.
Mm-hmm. Where are the facts? Isn't that
sometimes
the
there are no facts? Sometimes there's only theory. Sometimes there's only theory, and what happens is we start talking about theory as if it's fact. Look at science.
Right.
Look at science. I mean, most current establishment scientists talk about the Big Bang Theory as a fact. Mm-hmm. It's a theory.
Right.
Einstein's relativity, which really is the foundation of modern thinking for the past 70 years, 80 years, 100 years, it's a theory. It's not proven. We have to understand the difference between credible theories, ridiculous theories, conspiracy theories.
But who's to determine whether it's credible or ridiculous? You?
Yeah, me and you and everybody listening to this. And you have to. And that's why you have to be an adult. That's why you have to be educated. That's why education has to be something that is a teacher should be considered more important than the host of Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. But this week, focus on teachers, at least in my neck of the woods. You may have seen this story as well. Teachers who are advocating for positions rather than for just it's the old question about teaching what to think versus how to think. And there was something in Virginia, it seems to me, that made it onto a talk radio program that I was listening to. The teaching of, it wasn't evolution, but it was something like that. And, you know, how, excuse me, you get into the business of religion, and my religion teaches me this, therefore I'm going to teach you that in the classroom, whereas a lot of people don't have the same point of view because they don't have the same religion. So for this guy, the fact was, according to what he was taught, A, B, C, and D. But the parents of the children in the classroom say he's got no business teaching that because that's not part of the overall curriculum. But yet, there's, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's so confusing now. Everybody's got an axe to grind and they want to bring it to the surface, and woof. So we're losing. I think we're losing our place. I think we're losing our minds. The News Talk Radio World, now focusing on the people list from Talkers Magazine this week. That is the people who have been a part of the story lines in much of these discussions. At number 10, Mike Richards, the guy that got off from Jeopardy and some of the social media comments about him. Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder are tied as the front runners, the top runners for either staying in the chair of governor or being the new governor of California. Number 8, the comedian Joe Rogan, who's not funny. Number 7, Liz Cheney. Donald Trump is 6. Madison Cawthorn is 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is 3. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, 2. And Joe Biden is 1. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking that DeSantis and Abbott may be running against each other in the primary for the Republicans the next time around in the presidential race. Let's see if that happens and find out. We'll follow it here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. The charts for the week of August 30th to September 3rd here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's start at number 10, shall we, and count down to number 1 at number 10. The situation with all the social media focus, the influence of social media, and the biases of social media. Police reform, the Elijah McClain case. Number 8, the California recall. And number 7, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 6, the economy. Number 5, the Texas abortion law, the Supreme Court getting involved in that. Number 4, the continuing focus on January 6th. Is it or isn't it something we should be spending time on? Hurricane Ida and the next hurricane coming up the coast. Number 3, number 2, COVID, and number 1, Afghanistan. Those are the stories that occupied most of the good air on talk radio programs around the country this week. All right, let's get back to our focus on what's going on in the world of talk radio. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm proud to present Michael and his overview of what's going on in the form of his Michael Harrison interview, the MHInterview.com. This week, a talk radio person, a station owner, and a politician, all wrapped into one.
Amazing. Scott James Matheson of Valdosta, Georgia. Very interesting guy. He owns the station. He's the morning host there for years, and he was elected mayor of the city about a year and a half ago. And he's juggling it all. And it's an interesting conversation. Then next week on the podcast, it'll be another guy that juggles a lot of things by the name of Doug Steffen.
Aha! I'll be sure to listen to that. Let's go back to this guy, Matheson, for a second. You said he juggles a lot of things. Did he stay on the air when he was running for mayor, or did he take himself off?
Yeah, he did. He got away with it.
And
there have been a couple of attempts to claim he's broken some laws, but the court upholded his position. So he's
moving
along
in
his merry way.
How would you describe that? The law says that you can't be on.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Equal time that you have to offer to the opposition.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
I might be wrong. I don't know. It's all murky to me. Valdosta is a very mysterious place.
It's rather Florida. It's like
Valdosta.
Valdosta, yeah, there are people listening to Valdosta.
I know.
And maybe on that station. I'm trying to remember which of the two stations I'm on. I don't remember
because
which one it is.
If not, we're going to be off.
Yeah, listen. Hello, Mr. Matheson. How do you do? Mayor Matheson. Michael.
We love you,
morning
Mr. Matheson.
Mary. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 9/11.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now continues with the services of one Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He doesn't charge his hourly rate, which is kind of cool because it would be too expensive if that were the case. We all know how lawyers charge. Wowie zowie. He's also the founder of Scamicide.com. And I wanted to start with that before we took a gander at a couple of the stories from the top 10 this week from talkers. This whole business of scams that target seniors. How do we fight these scams? Because they're becoming more and more prevalent.
They are. And, you know, there's actually some scientific evidence in regard to why seniors are so vulnerable. And there's a part of our brain, which I can't pronounce, that deals with skepticism. And as we age, it becomes less viable. So they are more likely to fall for scams. And then you have the issue of, you know, why did the bank robber rob banks? Because that's where the money is. A lot of seniors have accumulated a lifetime of savings. So, you know, one of the big things is the seniors get scammed on the phone. And we've got to train our parents and grandparents and seniors we know, frankly, not even the best thing they can do is not answer the phone if they don't recognize the name. If it's legitimate, they'll leave a message. But, you know, training, educating seniors is a real, real effort. You know, there are services that will block some robocalls, but none of them are 100%. And so it's a real problem. It's one that I focus on quite a bit.
I think that, along with scams that are perpetrated at veterans, those are on the rise as well. 80% of vets say that they've encountered a veteran-specific scam. 16% say they've lost money on them, which is pretty much twice the rate the general public. This is a typical scam. Callers pose as charities to collect money to benefit vets or claim that a government benefits program for which the vets qualify requires they give them money first. Good God.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed it out, because the statistics for veterans as far as being both targeted and victims of scams is just very, very discouraging and huge. You mentioned charities, though, and following, you know, Hurricane Ida, there are going to be a lot of people who want to give to charities, and
scams.
There are phony charities out there. And also, as you have pointed out a number of times, there are charities that are, quote unquote, legitimate charities that keep the lion's share of the money. So you've got to make sure that if you're donating to a good charity. We had a piece on Scamicide.com this week listing some of those, but you can go to charitynavigator.org. It's a free site, and not only will it tell you whether the charity is legit, it will tell you, as you've said, how much are they keeping and how much are they giving to the actual people who are the victims. So give to these charities, but make sure you're giving to a legit one.
That's why I stay the heck away from the Red Cross and that ilk. All right,
there's
a lot of
bureaucracy there.
Yeah, tremendous. Okay, so on the story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the Texas abortion law and the Supreme Court. Somebody referred to this as is on the shadow docket. What does that mean? The Supreme Court's shadow docket. What is that?
Yeah, that's kind of a conspiracy thing, you know, saying that there are a number of the older precedents with which some of the more conservative justices are against, and so this is the cases that they are looking to take. I'll tell you, I'm really glad you brought up this particular law, because there's a lot of misinformation about this, including why the Supreme Court ruled how it did, which was 5-4, although interestingly enough, it is really important. And Chief Justice John Roberts, who is by no means a liberal, he was in the dissent against it. And here's the interesting thing with this. There are states that have laws like this that have been knocked down. This one didn't have the state enforce it. It had individuals do it and get paid a bounty. So that was how they squeaked by, but a lot of legal scholars feel that's still illegal.
Really? So a lot of stuff now. The Supreme Court doesn't go back really into session until the first week of October, right? So all this stuff is just
correct.
Trickling out from the last season. Last session.
Exactly. Well, this was also an emergency order, which they will do from time to time.
Right. So that means just one person usually handles it, and they decide whether to agree with them or not, right? That
how it works. In this case, the full court heard it, but it's not the last that this law will be under attack.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. There are reports the Taliban are stopping planes of evacuees from leaving Afghanistan, but it's unclear why.
Officials say at least four planes chartered to evacuate several hundred people seeking to escape the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan have been unable to leave the country for days. There are conflicting accounts of why. The top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee says the group includes Americans and Afghan interpreters. Congressman Michael McCaul tells Fox News Sunday they're effectively being held hostage by the Taliban.
My concern is they're going to demand more and more, whether it be cash or legitimacy, as the government of Afghanistan.
McCaul did not specify where his information came from. An Afghan official at the airport in northern Afghanistan says many of the people on the plane do not have passports or visas and have left the airport while the situation is being sorted out. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says people are not bargaining chips, and he adds the U.S. stands with Canada in calling for the release of two Canadians detained in China for 1,000 days. In a statement issued Sunday, Blinken says the practice of arbitrarily detaining individuals to exercise leverage over foreign governments is completely unacceptable. The two men were detained in China in 2018 in what critics label hostage politics, after Canada arrested the chief financial officer of Chinese tech giant Huawei on a U.S. extradition request. Forecasters keeping a close eye on a system that could become the next major storm along the Gulf Coast, something John Bell Edwards says they really don't need.
At this point, I'm not trying to be an alarmist. They're not necessarily predicting that it's going to strengthen into a hurricane, but they obviously cannot rule that out.
The Gulf Coast, in fact, a lot of path from the Gulf Coast up to New England, still trying to clean up after Hurricane Ida. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Former Today Show weatherman Willard Scott has died at the age of 87.
Willard Scott had a favorite response if you asked if he was a meteorologist.
No,
I'm a Southern Baptist.
Scott's trademarks were 100th birthday greetings to viewers and dressing up in silly costumes, including a famous incident in which he dressed as Carmen Miranda. Scott created the Ronald McDonald character for Washington area commercials and was disappointed he was not chosen for the national ads. Scott was asked in a 2004 AP interview what he would send to the Today Show if he made it to 100.
I'd probably send a picture of me dressed as Carmen Miranda and then some other picture with me shaking hands with the Pope.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Singer Sarah Harding of the British pop group Girls Aloud has died after a battle with breast cancer. The singer said last August she had been diagnosed and it had spread to other parts of her body. Sarah Harding was 39 years old. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Tim Cook received a what for from his employees.
A group of Apple employees sent an open letter to CEO Tim Cook and the rest of the company's senior leadership team Friday, presenting a litany of grievances along with demands for addressing the issues. The letter begins, Apple prides itself on its commitment to diversity, equity, and an environment where every person is able to do their best work. However, in practice, this is far from the case. Our experiences with the people team and dealing with harassment and discrimination have left many of us more vulnerable. The letter also asked for fair compensation for all Apple employees. Patrick Foss reporting.
According to AAA, the current $4.39 per gallon price of regular gas in California is a new record high for the Labor Day weekend, up from $3.23 a year ago. Current national average, $3.18 a gallon. The prior highest average price for regular on a Labor Day weekend back in 2012 at $4.16. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
A federal judge in Texas blocked a mandate requiring medical facilities to provide gender transition procedures to everyone, including minors. Folks, this mandate violates the Religious Freedom Restoration Act by attacking the right to the free exercise of religion.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Labor Day.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people list as presented and prepared every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. And so what we do with this ancillary hour, folks on the DJV program with me, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We review and put in a lot of, we fill in the blanks, if you will, when it comes to some of the ways these stories are discussed on certain talk radio programs and stations. So let's get at it with the story list for this week, starting at 10. And I think I want to bring in Jay on this one because she's our social media expert. This is the focus on the bias in social media, something we hear a lot about, and I'm not sure that we understand what the application is here. The bias on the part of people who own, these are private companies that are Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, private companies. So do people confuse what their quote-unquote rights are when it comes to freedom of speech? It's different if it's the public domain versus the private domain. Is it not, Jay?
Well, it's about also
Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, they're not just choosing what is out there. They're choosing who gets to say what. So you'll see some accounts posting the exact same content as a different account, and half the accounts are getting banned, shut down, or just like kind of blacklisted or shadow banned otherwise, where people aren't seeing them in their news feeds, where others not having any repercussions. Their stuff still shows, and it's the exact same content.
And so who makes those decisions? Is there somebody in an ivory tower at Facebook?
Algorithm?
Facebook also owns Instagram, so their algorithms are very similar. Twitter's are a little bit more different, but Facebook, the algorithm, it says certain keywords can get you where other people will not be seeing your stuff. If you post something and there's not a lot of engagement, then the next few things you post just automatically won't get engagement because they're not going to reach anybody. You also have that people can, actual users can say, well, I don't like this content, and they can report content that doesn't necessarily fall in line with something that the social media platforms are against, such as bullying or misinformation. It could just be, I didn't like this, I for whatever reason. And then they have to go and review it.
Well, I think sometimes people don't even understand what an algorithm is. They're confused by all this. So just give us a primer before we move on as to what an algorithm is. What does that do?
It's kind of like if you, how much people see. It's almost catch-22-ish. If you have more reach, you'll get more engagement. If you have less reach, you'll get less engagement. If you have more engagement, you'll get more reach. If you have less engagement, you'll get less reach.
I mean, I think at the core of it, what Doug is probably asking is, it's a computer code. It's coding. So that's what it is. It's a computer program that's written to, like Jay said, pick up certain keywords, and the amount of followers you have will dictate a lot of different things and how the algorithm treats your content individually. So it's a computer code. That's what an algorithm is.
I have so much respect for people who do this because who have figured out how to do it or make machines do it. Just my mind doesn't even begin to
Kids are doing it now. It's crazy.
And don't forget that various people can develop these algorithms for social media companies. We talked about Peter Sarzak, who is the guy who runs EcoHealth Alliance, who is involved with passing money to the Wuhan lab. And he was one of the people that Facebook contracted with his organization to develop an algorithm to flag certain types of content, most notably that it came from a lab in China, which a lot of us agree that it did based on the information that we've seen. If you posted that up on social media, you were going to get some sort of note that was tacked onto your post about that. So,
is it the
arbiters of truth? Probably not.
No, not at all. Okay, number 9 on the countdown list is the focus on police reform, the situation with Elijah McClain. That case has surfaced again. Victoria, you want to bring us up to date on that? Because I think you were the one who got us to focus on that in the first place.
Well, this was such a heartbreaking story. So, and finally, there is some justice for Elijah McClain. He was a 23-year-old black man who was in a suburb of Denver. He was out for a run. He has anemia and hypothermia, and he was wearing a runner's mask. And so he went into a convenience store to pick up milk that his mother had asked him to bring home, and he ended up dead. And so essentially what happened was the 3 cops and 2 paramedics were on the scene, and they had already handcuffed him. He was on his stomach. He already told everyone that he wasn't stealing milk. He wasn't doing anything. He told them numerous times that he couldn't breathe. And so as he's on his stomach, already handcuffed with his hands behind his back, for whatever reason, the paramedics decided to inject him with ketamine. And they did it at 1.5 times the dose that would have been appropriate for his body weight, and it killed him. And so now, at least, all 5 of them have been brought up on charges. And they rightfully so, they should. And the initial DA had said that there would be no charges. That person got fired or kicked out of office or however it works in Denver. I don't know if it's elected or not. But there's a new DA who's been working on this case and on an investigation for the last almost a year now. And so that person has brought up these charges.
Okay, so let's move from that location to Minneapolis, where prosecutors this week filed a more serious charge against the former suburban Minneapolis police officer who shot Dante Wright during a traffic stop. This lady's name is Kim Potter, now charged with first-degree manslaughter.
It's ridiculous.
Not sure what the difference is between first-degree manslaughter and first-degree murder. She says she was reaching for her, you'll remember the story by me telling you that she was reaching, so she said, for her taser, and she got her gun instead.
This was so accidental.
Not belong on the force.
Well, she doesn't belong on the police force. I agree, but she was there forever. In fact, she was involved with training officers. The interaction had these two. First of all, her partner was a person of color. Her person, this was not a, at least in my mind, this was not something that should be based on race. There are plenty of them to do that with, but this is probably not one of them. And she clearly was caught in the moment. The guy was fighting. He was going back and forth with this officer. She told him to stand down. He wouldn't do it, and she picked up her gun instead of her taser. I think first-degree manslaughter is a little insane. It's one of those stories about the boomerang again. Yeah. We have to address the real issues, like what we see in Denver now this week, what we saw in Georgia with Ahmaud Arbery. Those are real issues. This one,
I agree with you. I don't think this was race driven, but this is such gross negligence that a guy ended up losing his life. Doesn't matter what color he is. This was such negligence on her part, and how she was the person in charge of training other people, and she couldn't even like function according to protocol. I don't know. Obviously, and we were talking about, you know, prosecutions and prosecutors. Obviously, the reason that they put up manslaughter, first degree manslaughter, is obviously they think they can win that case.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it looks bad for her.
Not good.
It's
all right. Let's go while we have Jennifer's attention here. Number 8 on the story list this week is the recall, basically boiling down to Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder. So how's that shaping up?
Well, the polling is looking better in Newsom's favor this week, but only by a couple of percentage points. It's still really early. Election day, September 14th. But get this. You want to hear about a scandal with Gavin Newsom?
Sure. Yes,
you wanna
please.
Hear this one's going to make you go crazy. Because I know how you feel about China and our investment in China. So we have our public pension system is called CalPERS. That's the public pension system.
That's billions of dollars. Billions.
Yes. And so a lot of false argument, like, you know, Gavin Newsom said, oh, well, we have a surplus in the state. Well, you don't have a surplus if you take into account all the unfunded pension liability. But it was revealed this week that CalPERS has more than $3 billion tied up in Chinese companies, including 14 state-owned enterprises that were blacklisted by the Trump administration because of their ties to the Chinese military.
You mean they had investments, like in the portfolio?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not illegal.
That.
It's just,
I
it's not illegal.
About that.
But,
well,
it's
but there, it's, but there are 14 companies that are blacklisted by the previous administration because of their ties to the Chinese military. That's not good. It shows that CalPERS had $450 million.
So what's Gavin Newsom's play in this, though, Jen?
He's overseeing all of this. I mean, he's the one that gets to sign off
really
on all
know?
Of this stuff.
Does he really
see,
know what's going
on? Like, yeah, if you have a portfolio investment, and if you're a union or a pension fund, you're investing in, you know, however it works, but you're investing in either a hedge fund or you've got a whole conglomerate of stuff that you're invested in.
But don't get
me
wrong. I
understand. You can blacklist. You can say that, you know, the Trump administration can say, well, we're not going to do business with these companies,
but these
and that's fine.
But they
if you're
broke
invested
a law,
in them, they're...
There was an executive order signed by President Trump that California simply wouldn't comply with. Trump signed this executive order blacklisting these companies. You weren't allowed to invest in them. And so Newsom did it anyway. And one of them is tied, the really bad one, it's called the China Communications Construction Company, the CCCC. It's the one that's building all the military installations in the South China Sea.
I'm not saying that anyone should invest. I'm just saying I get that, you know, it's sometimes in large portfolios, it's a mix of international, large cap, small cap stocks.
The reason
that
it's become such a big deal is that Newsom throughout his governorship and his lieutenant governor has had support for China. And so he's
been kind of tied with them. He signed this crazy billion-dollar deal for masks from China after the pandemic that he was criticized for. He praised a Chinese outlet that had ties to the Communist Party, the Tsingtao Daily. I mean, he thanked them for the balanced coverage of his recall election. Yeah. I mean, the guy is...
Oh, my God.
One more. There you go. Okay. 18 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to Toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so while we're in California for a second, interesting that prosecutors have filed some counts of indecent exposure this week against a transgender woman in Los Angeles who allegedly flung some stuff around, Jennifer.
Yeah, at a spa, and this sparked a lot of protest and outrage in the city back and forth.
Called the Wee Spa. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR. Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie, served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation,
I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Result of the Supreme Court decision this week regarding the Texas abortion law, right? That's what this all follows.
Yes, exactly. And there were some people saying that women need to take accountability. Others, it kind of generated a whole conversation as well, where other people were like, okay, well, where does the man fall into accountability? Mm-hmm. Peggy Lou says, is in the camp of people need to take control of the life. And Paul Stern points out that if we don't have safe, legal abortions, it's not going to stop people from getting abortions. They're just going to go somewhere else, and there's going to be more medical issues.
Jennifer, isn't it wonderful to hear from Paul Stern?
I always like it when he's... It's always nice. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul. Okay, just a little inside, but Paul used to work with us. Anyway, but he follows the program in Palm Springs, and that's very good. All right, what else have we got? It looks like a lot of questions here. I wanted to know whether or not one justifies drinking and tobacco use with drugs. That was an interesting, actually, conversation, but the question is quite direct. Drinking, tobacco use, if that's okay, but marijuana is not. This what the hyperbole and the hypothesis of putting the two together, hypocritical. I used all those wonderful alliterations. What are people saying? Hip hip.
Lori Howerter says no one really needs to justify it, to be honest. Aaron Bramblett says, I think the only way to justify is if it doesn't negatively affect the people around you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Let's see. Booster shots. We had questions about that and whether or not people are going to be getting a lot of misinformation about this week. So where are they coming down on this?
It was pretty half and half. A lot of people are saying that they can't wait to get their booster shot as soon as it's available to them. Others are saying, I'm not getting the booster shot just yet. Some are saying, haven't gotten the vaccine. Why would I get the booster shot?
Well, I think the question here is more what's in the booster shot. I was ready for the third one until Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's on the DJV program, he advised that we wait, all of us, until there's
a
new...
I've heard a lot of people saying that, because they want to get protection against the new stuff.
Right,
not
that's
more
exactly
of
right.
Yeah.
And the old booster that would exist today is just more of the same stuff you got in one and two. So what we want is to get something that's good for Delta and Lambda and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, okay, what else do you have, Jay?
Let's see. Andrew Cronin says, no way, no chance in regards to the booster. And Colette Liu says, heck no, too many side effects, including 43,000 dead, but they don't want you to know that, including the vaccinated. It's one of those.
Okay.
Do not get your facts from social media. Please do your research. Look at articles,
right,
and don't just look at one news outlet. Look at multiple news outlets, because there is a lot of opinions that are parading around as facts.
Hand sanitizer. Do you use it? This came after I went ballistic talking about people don't realize, once again, bad information, that using all this Purell stuff kills all the good bacteria along with the bad bacteria, and that'll make you sick. So what are people saying about their usage of it?
Surprisingly, pretty much everybody said no or rarely. And I think the best comment came from Leif Stevenson, who says no, and I ate mud as a kid.
Yes, good for you, sir. I hope you'll live long and prosper. That's the way I look at it. I mean, growing up on the farm, I think all of the things that I've been around and still am around on the farm have kept me healthy. Frankly, build up your immune system that way. Eat dirt. 28 past the hour.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
In your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 9/11.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 34 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts from the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, the top stories of the week and our thoughts about them. It is Labor Day weekend. And one of the things, I guess this goes with the number two story this week, which is all about COVID, the travel that takes place during Labor Day weekend, although I don't know that the warning is going to keep people off the roads. Last week I got stuck in a traffic jam. If those of you who go to Cape Cod and go to the islands here off of the coast of Massachusetts know there's not a lot of ways in and out. It's like there's two ways in and two ways out. And I happened to be on the highway that is one of the ways out, and I sat there, and I sat there, and I sat there.
There's like a big circle, right? Like a roundabout that you have to go on to head out to the Cape. I have sat in a lot of traffic on that roundabout.
Lots and lots. Well, even in this, this is 80 miles away, and people from New York coming down from the mountains, let's say in Vermont or New Hampshire or Maine. That's also, the traffic was nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the idea here from the CDC, if you believe them or pay attention to them, is that if you're unvaccinated, you ought not to travel this Labor Day weekend. I wonder how much impact this will have on people.
Look,
not
if
much,
you don't
I'm
care
thinking.
To get the vaccine in September of 2021, I don't think you're going to care if you're traveling or not unvaccinated.
Yeah.
That was kind of a waste of oxygen from the CDC.
All right, so other things, the climate situation, more of the focus on the hurricane. Number three this week, 22 people dead. What did you say the number went
46.
Up, though, I think?
46. Yeah, 46. It keeps – people drowned in their cars. People drowned in their homes. It's nuts. The Northeast has – even though we've had lots of hurricanes in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this. Tornadoes that were just huge – monstrous tornadoes that rip through neighborhoods, rip down
homes.
Off
the Cape, down the Cape. You never
have
a tornado.
And were people even expecting it? Yeah. I mean, we knew that the storm was moving out and up the coast, but did anybody really expect it to be this bad? I feel like people were taken by surprise.
Absolutely. And in New York City, for the first time in the history of the city, they declared flash flood warnings, which they've never had to do, and I have a lot of friends who still live in Manhattan, and the lobbies of their buildings all flooded. So
yeah, the subways, looked messy. Ugh.
Yep.
Very messy. You know what I'm surprised isn't, just as an aside here for a moment, what I'm surprised isn't in the countdown, the beginning of the football season. Isn't this weekend, Labor Day weekend, the beginning of the official season?
No, it's the 12th.
No, yeah,
oh,
next
it is.
Weekend.
Oh, okay. So they're still playing, are they playing a lot of exhibition games this weekend?
No NFL this weekend. The pre-stuff all ended last weekend.
There I am, right on top of things.
Doug's sports report.
That's it, right? Yep, Doug, the sports guy. Okay, let's go back for just a second to the climate discussion, because there's a new hurricane. Larry is the name. Fifth hurricane of the season. It has, looking at AccuWeather here, suggesting the storm is going to reach major hurricane strength in the next day or so, or over the weekend anyway, because people could be listening to this all over from Friday through Sunday. Maximum winds at the moment, 80 miles an hour. So what's at the moment won't be necessarily pertinent at the end of the weekend, but it is interesting to see that they're just coming one after the other, after the other. And
this
they're pretty
one,
strong
this
storms.
One kind of... Larry makes me a little nervous because I was looking at because I live on the shore in Jersey, and so, you know, the Hurricane Ida traveled all the way up through the land, which normally hurricanes, you know, really peter out by the time they hit that much land. But Larry is going to stay in the Atlantic and head up. And they don't even, at this point, they don't know which direction it's going to go. It might hit Bermuda and then head up through the sort of traditional path. But if it doesn't and it stays out in the Atlantic and heads north and west, basically towards the East Coast, that can be a really, that's when you get lots of like ocean flooding and storm surge, and that could actually be a pretty dangerous storm. So hopefully it'll take a turn and it won't hit us, but that's one that coastal people are kind of really concerned about.
Right. Okay, I'm bouncing around a little bit here. I don't know what's new when it comes to, like, number seven is our relationship with China and Russia. The conversations continue. The Chinese continue to abuse their relationships with us and everybody else because we let them.
Well, and they're also in Afghanistan now, so that's part of the... Yeah, that's why they've become more relevant, I think, this
week. One of the things that hasn't been discussed a great deal is something that ought to be discussed, and so we give ourselves the platform here. The pulpit allows me to take a shot at the Federal Communications Commission, which this week announced that they were going to let pretty much anybody from any country, any company, invest in U.S. radio and television, in U.S. media. And so the Chinese are ready, willing, and able to throw lots of money to control our media. And how it is that we keep letting this sort of stuff happen, what is the matter? Have we become brain dead? Is there so much toxicity back and forth with the nonsense?
People are worried about their own
left?
Personal wealth and power rather than the good
exactly.
of the country. I mean, yeah. I think that China has so much money to throw at Hollywood movies. If you can't get your movie made, then, you know, and China comes along with, hey, we'll back your movie and here's $100 million dollars and cast whoever you want and all that. I mean, that's the same thing with media companies. If media companies, they don't have investors, you know, there aren't a million Warren Buffetts running around. So, yeah, they follow where the money is. And Jen's right. I mean, they're putting their own bottom line ahead of literally everything else.
Un-American. It is. It's just un-American.
Sure.
But we have, I think, because of what's gone on, you know, we were talking earlier, I think it was off the air, about youngsters being able to have cars when they were 16, the lack of parental involvement, the parents just want to dispose of their responsibility, so I don't want to drive you to your activity. Here's a car. Go drive yourself. When kids haven't got a clue about how to drive, what their responsibilities are, that kind of stuff, it seems to me, is indicative of what we are like. Our attitude is all about me. It's all about, and that's that me generation, but I think it's spread to beyond just one generation, and thus we have the situation that we do. Number six, story about supply chains and what's going on, whether it's true or not. I am aware and became more aware this week. Somebody, a little bird, let me in to the story of all. But one, we did talk on the DJV program about how companies are buying their own freighters so that they can get stuff over here because there has been a log jam. Supposedly, the supply chain has been fouled up by the COVID situation, and to a point, I think that is correct. But there are a lot of behind the scenes gangs involved apparently in various locations in the supply chain, in the line, the linkage. And also, back to the Chinese again, they're buying up all the freight systems, they're buying up all of the freighters, and they're controlling them. And I saw credible evidence this week. It isn't that we have a chip shortage, is that the Chinese are hoarding them, putting them on ships and just leaving them in, they're not moving. They're just sitting there. Because they want to screw things up, and that's what they've done. Yeah, to trust these people with anything is beyond, I just don't get it. And yet people continue to buy stuff. I had to buy some new, couple of different items this week from the farm, and also for my own personal use. And I make sure I ask or I look to see where the stuff is made. Is it better that clothing is made in Cambodia and Vietnam and Laos than it is in China? Yeah. Wish it was made here. But there are all these American brands, they're not made in America. They don't say they're made in America. But you see Levi and Hagar and all of these other big names. Look at where the stuff is made. Why can't they be made in America?
Well, the last big brand name that was being manufactured actually in America was Brooks Brothers, and they a couple years ago they had to take their operations overseas. They just could not.
They didn't have to, but they did.
Well, they said they couldn't stay in business because the profit margins are just they couldn't operate. So it's a sad state.
Yep, it really is. The charts for the week of August 30th to September 3rd. Here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Let's start at number 10, shall we, and count down to number 1 at number 10. The situation with all the social media focus, the influence of social media, and the biases of social media. Police reform, the Elijah McClain case. Number 8, the California recall. And number 7, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 6, the economy. Number 5, Texas abortion law, the Supreme Court getting involved in that. Number 4, the continuing focus on January 6th. Is it or isn't it something we should be spending time on? Hurricane Ida and the next hurricane coming up the coast. Number 3, number 2, COVID, and number 1, Afghanistan. Those are the stories that occupied most of the good air on talk radio programs around the country this week. Moving along, we'll get to the Afghanistan withdrawal is number 1 this week. I don't know what there is to say about that, but we'll check it out. Stand by for that after this. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The News Talk Radio World, now focusing on the people list from Talkers Magazine this week. That is the people who have been a part of the story lines in much of these discussions. At number 10, Mike Richards, the guy that got off from Jeopardy and some of the social media comments about him. Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder are tied as the front runners, the top runners for either staying in the chair of governor or being the new governor of California. Number 8, the comedian Joe Rogan, who's not funny. Number 7, Liz Cheney. Donald Trump is 6. Madison Cawthorn is 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is 3. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking that DeSantis and Abbott may be running against each other in the primary for the Republicans the next time around in the presidential race. Let's see if that happens and find out. We'll follow it here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, moving back in to the overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. That's what the job is here. The week of August 30th to September 3rd is our focus. I just want to underscore something before we move on from China. And that's what Jennifer said about the California pension system, whether you heard the numbers or not. Almost $500 million of money from state employees, retirees, and would-be retirees, $500 million has been invested in Chinese companies
that into companies that were blacklisted because of their connections to the Chinese military.
Yep. Okay. Now, the Afghanistani situation, students still being rescued. Apparently, There are still a lot of people. This has not gotten, there's not a lot of light on this side of the story, Jennifer. What's going on?
No, it's not good. There are still, and acknowledged now by the State Department, hundreds, maybe thousands. They said easily there could be thousands more students, young people that are trapped in Afghanistan. California had a large amount. Apparently there's a large settlement of people who've come here from Afghanistan in the San Diego area, which I had not really been aware of until this story started to break. But there were a lot of people that have family over there. And they say more than 1,000 U.S. students and children of special visa holders are believed to be stuck right now in Afghanistan. There are some local congressmen who are trying to work to get them out, but the State Department is in charge of the investigation and has not been very cooperative in doing this. So, yes, the withdrawal, say what you will about it, it was bungled. Here we are today. I think the question is, what happens to the people who are still stranded? Are they going to be killed? Have they already been killed? Are they going to be able to get home? And how is that going to happen when the United States has no power to negotiate their return? The only power we have is by lifting sanctions on the Taliban or providing them with aid, which was pretty appalling this week when both Lloyd Austin, who heads up the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, and Antony Blinken said that they would consider giving aid or resources to the Taliban. It just seems like we lost all of our power. And so for many people in the military who served there for 20 years, they
laughable.
Think, why are we, yeah, why, what happened? What do we do all this for?
Joke. It's a bad joke. All right, so because of all of this, number one on the people list is pretty much usual, the president, whoever he or she is, in this case, Joe Biden, we were laughing off the air about the polls showing him at an all-time low when he's only been in office for 8 months. However, having said that, the military not happy, the average person doesn't seem to be happy, therefore his approval rating has dropped.
I think he's going to have to regain trust.
But
just looking
Trump
at this.
Was in.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and look, let's just talk about Biden for a second, because Trump's approval, I mean, you know, Trump had a whole different set of issues to deal with, but Biden was seen as this guy who was, well, maybe. But Biden was the guy who, like, was going to be empathetic, and he was going to unify people, and he was going to be the adult in the room when it comes to foreign policy. And now he's kind of lost the faith of some of our allies. He's lost the faith of people within his own party. The news media has even started to do negative stories on Biden, which he's not used to seeing. So he's got to rebuild trust, I think, with the American people. This Afghanistan thing, I think, was bad, and you're seeing the administration want to move on to issues that get people really emotional and hot, like the Texas abortion issue. They're focusing a lot on that, focusing on climate change. I think they're doing that on purpose to try to move away from this.
When did he say, my mind is going blank here?
Yesterday, when he was doing an update on the hurricane.
Okay. All right. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies. This is the DJV program.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch, and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern, conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the quest that we have every week at the end of the week to figure out what the top 5 or 10 stories are. Victoria Keelan stepping up to the ready with the top 5 items from the world of consumer electronics. Sometimes it seems that way anyway. The best tech stories, number 5 this week, Victoria, is HBO Max and YouTube all together. Isn't that exciting? Woohoo!
Well, it's exciting if you have Spectrum TV for your cable, then yeah. So you're getting two of the biggest players in streaming, HBO Max and YouTube, have officially arrived on Spectrum TV. It's the first time that the apps have been supported on Spectrum, and users will be able to access content from both apps right through your cable box. And so this is probably the way that you're going to see a lot of other cable companies going, because that way you're staying with the cable service. You're not actually leaving them and, you know, living off of, you know, other streaming services. So they have everything together. Now, the thing is, though, you still do need to pay for the HBO Max subscription. And that's $10 a month if you want to sit through ads, $15 a month if you want to go ad-free. It also unlocks same-day theatrical releases. I know it's a controversial thing, but some people like having the movies without, and you don't have to pay any extra charge.
Boo. So
the movies hit your cable box now the same day that they're in the theaters.
Boo. Okay, number 4 is a focus on Best Buy and what wonderful help they have there.
Yeah, I know. You don't really like Best Buy and the Geek Squad, but a lot of people find them to actually be pretty good. That's so fair. Best Buy is, they're actually moving into a new area. They're moving into e-bikes and scooters and mopeds. So during the pandemic, there was a huge rush on e-bikes and just regular bikes in general. And so Best Buy is now going to take advantage of that. And starting in October, 10 Best Buy stores in 9 different locations across various states are going to start carrying the e-bikes and the scooters in stock in the store. In the meantime, you can order them already online if that's a thing that you want to do. And so the year-over-year sales of bikes for the 12 months ending in April of this year, bike sales were up 57%. They reached $6.5 billion from retailers. So I guess Best Buy figures, you know, they can offer the service for these through Geek Squad. You can actually get at-home assembly and fine-tuning for the e-bikes, and that service will start at $100.
Number 3, Chicago is suing. Who are they suing?
Yeah, the city of Chicago has sued the food delivery services DoorDash and Grubhub for allegedly using deceptive and unfair tactics that hurt restaurants, which were already hurting, during the height of the pandemic last year. The two lawsuits accuse both services of misconduct, including falsely advertising delivery services for restaurants that weren't even participating on these platforms. And so then they charged misleading fees to customers. They hid costs that they added to meals. It's been a mess, and this actually is the second time that a government has filed a lawsuit against Grubhub. In July, in Massachusetts, where you are, the attorney general there sued Grubhub for exceeding a local 15% cap on fees to restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so that's also a similar charge that the city of Chicago is making.
And the
restaurants were already struggling, and then they're literally being choked by these delivery services. Mm-hmm. And the best thing to do, really, if you want to support your local restaurants, call the restaurant yourself and just place an order over the phone. I know I hate calling places, but it's better than, you know, than dealing with the rest of this.
Number 2, Microsoft releasing Windows 11. Oh, boy.
Yep. They finally announced that it will be released on October 5th. This is the new operating system that will be available as a free upgrade for eligible Windows 10 PCs or it will be pre-installed on new hardware. So if you buy a new computer, you will have Windows 11 preloaded. And so there's a lot of early buzz on Windows 11. Tech writers seem to love it, and so I think it's going to be really popular. And we'll see. I mean, you'll have to eventually get it, probably, Doug, on yours. I think you're at 10 though, right?
Yes,
you're
I
at Windows
am.
10.
Yep.
Yeah. So you'll be fine with the upgrade.
Number one on the list, the Tech Talk list this week of the top stories, has to do with Apple.
Well, this was the most controversial story of the week for sure. Apple announced the first U.S. states that will be supporting the iOS 15's new ability to store your driver's license and state ID in the wallet app on your iPhone. Arizona and Georgia will lead the way, with Connecticut, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah will be following. There isn't an exact timetable yet, but what you'll be able to do is, just like you can load your credit card onto your iPhone into the wallet, you'll be able to do the same thing with your state driver's license or ID, and you can even use it when you fly at the TSA. So it'll be helpful when everyone's using the real ID.
Yes, in fact, most everybody's got that, I think, by now, haven't they?
They had to bump the date
better
to 2022.
There they are, top five technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Two key cabinet secretaries are traveling overseas this weekend to thank allies for their assistance in the Afghanistan evacuations.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will visit Persian Gulf allies to thank them for their cooperation in the evacuations from Afghanistan. A Pentagon spokesman says he will make stops in Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia. He will also visit with U.S. service members. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken travels to Qatar and Germany to visit American diplomats and troops, along with Afghans who were evacuated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Labor Day this year represents a perilous crossroads for millions of Americans. Two primary anchors of the government's COVID protection package are ending or have recently ended. The $300 weekly jobless benefit boost will stop Monday, affecting an estimated 8.9 million people. A federal eviction moratorium already has expired. And while other aspects of the pandemic assistance, including rental aid and the expanded child tax credit, are all still widely available, the social safety net has clearly shrunk. The top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee says some Americans who've been trying to get out of Afghanistan are sitting in airplanes at an airport ready to leave, but the Taliban is not letting them take off.
We have six airplanes at Mazar Sharif Airport, six airplanes with American citizens on them as I speak, also with these interpreters, and the Taliban is holding them hostage for demands right now.
A prominent South Carolina attorney has been shot and wounded just 3 months after his wife and 19-year-old son were murdered. A family spokesman says Alex Murdaugh was shot while changing a flat tire. And bloodshed in the nation's capital. People say three people killed, three others wounded in a shooting in the northwest section of the district. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain.
I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals has affirmed a decision by the state pollution regulators to issue a water quality certification for Enbridge Energy's Line 3 crude oil pipeline.
It's the latest setback for opponents as the project nears completion. The court ruled that the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency's approval was supported by substantial evidence in the record. Under federal law, the MPCA was required to certify whether the project met state and federal clean water standards. The agency concluded that it did.
Jeremy House reporting, nearly 900 Line 3 opponents have been arrested at protests along the route across northern Minnesota and St. Paul. Germany's new ambassador to China, a former advisor to Chancellor Angela Merkel, has died. That according to the German Foreign Ministry. Foreign Ministry said Jan Hecker, Merkel's former policy advisor, died only a few days after taking office. Townhall.com. That one for the road may have been one too many.
Police in Delaware say an intoxicated Virginia man has been arrested after he was found sleeping in a home in a popular beach resort town. Authorities say the 26-year-old man got into the victim's residence and was found sleeping in bed. Troopers responded, found the man in a rear bedroom on the second floor. Officers detected a very strong odor of alcohol and arrested the man without a problem. Jason Walker reporting.
The fastest-growing county in the U.S. is in the oil fields of North Dakota, according to new figures from the Census Bureau. The first newcomers to arrive in McKenzie County were oil workers, drawn by the drilling boom. Soon they bought families, needed housing, schools, and places to shop, and before long, the farming community turned into a bustling center of the energy industry. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and in a moment, we very cautiously venture into the Hermit's Cave. Then, following a tale of terror, we once again hear from a lady detective by the name of Phyllis Coe, as voiced by Peggy Allenby. Also featured in that mid-1930s serialized program known as the Phil Coe Mysteries, Superman star Bud Collier, his boyfriend Tom Taylor. Well, this opening program also debuted in the 30s. The first incarnation of the Hermit's Cave originated out of Detroit radio station WJR. Owner G.A. Richards also had a Los Angeles property, KMPC, and in 1940 a West Coast version was created. Online records indicate this episode, Blackness of Terror, is from that later version. Enjoy.
Now, the Hermit.
Ha 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 ha!
hermitess too. The hermit knows of them all. Turn out your lights. Turn them out. Ah, have you heard the story, the blackness of terror? Then listen while the hermit tells you the story.
It was 1 week ago today that Paul and I received the telegram about Papa. And since that hour, my life, my thoughts, my feelings have been deeply altered. I have learned the results of the blackness of terror, the hideousness of sin, and the horror of madness. On Wednesday last, about 10 p.m., a telegram was delivered to me. Who on earth can be sending me a wire?
Who else but your father?
But Papa always calls.
Well, before you open it, we're not going to Blue Acres this weekend. We haven't had one weekend to ourselves since we were married.
Oh, Paul, it is Papa.
I knew it.
No, you don't understand. Here.
Your father's seriously ill. Suggest you come at once. Dr. Laurie.
Papa.
Oh, now take it easy, Marlene.
He's never been ill a day in his life.
Your father's getting along in years, darling. You can't expect him not to have some bad days.
But Dr. Laurie says seriously ill. And he's usually terribly conservative. We must start at once. Understand me. I love my husband, Paul, very much. But up until the time I married, I had never left my father's side. We'd been inseparable. Ever since that dreadful morning when, as a little girl of 8 years, my papa had taken me on his lap and after kissing me tenderly and brushing the curls back from my forehead, he had said,
"Little doll, your papa has something very sad to tell you. But you must be very brave, my darling. Your mother has left us. She has written this note to inform us."
"To Terence and Marlene. Life here at Blue Acres has grown intolerable for me. You're a little child, Marlene. And therefore I cannot explain some things to you. But Terence will know why I'm leaving. My little girl, try to think kindly of your mother. I would take you with me if I could, but that is impossible just now. Your father is a wealthy man, and he can give you fine things. I know at Blue Acres you will grow up to be a lady of whom I shall always be proud, and a daughter whom I will love forever."
"Do not cry, my little doll. Had your mother loved you, she would never have left you. From this day forward, there'll be no mention of her name in this house. To us, she is dead."
It was some years later that I learned that my beautiful mother had left Papa and me and had run away with Philip Court, a chap the townspeople said was a worthless dauber in paint. Nothing was ever heard of my mother or him after they left Blue Acres. Nor did my father, Terence Lane, ever mention her name. The very best, Papa imported a master of the piano to teach me. We remained aloof from the world. The only woman in the household beside myself was Mrs. Eaton. Father always did the cleaning of the house, for Blue Acres is filled with priceless treasures. And when I would laugh at him dusting, he would always remark,
"Can't let her clumsy fingers touch this vase. It's worth $1,000 if it's worth a penny."
The years moved on, and I lived in a world of my father's creation, until this last summer when I was 21 years old. One glorious summer night when the moon made golden patterns on the terraced lawns of Blue Acres, and the waters of the colored fountain centered in the ground shot a million rainbow lights into the night, when the French doors of the music room were opened wide to let the cool night air enter in, I sat at the piano playing the works of one of my favorite composers, Debussy. was not fond of Debussy, and as soon as I began playing, he got up from his chair and went to his study. But the haunting melancholy of Debussy suited me. It was a background to my dreaming, and the somehow lonely feeling of my heart that was growing stronger as the years wore on, with only Papa for my companion. I went on playing. And then suddenly, I was aware of the presence of another in the room. I felt it strongly even before I turned around.
Oh, please go on. It's beautiful. Suited to a night like this. Please.
I'm sorry, but I don't
believe...
Oh,
don't be sorry. I'm the one who owes you an apology for my intrusion. I'm Paul Wilde. I'm spending my vacation at the Truesdales, who live down the road a ways.
Oh, yes.
They told me there was a princess living at Blue Acres. But they didn't do you justice, young lady. No princess was ever quite so fair or lovely as you.
Please, Mr. Wilde.
The Truesdales also added that a dragon named Terence Lane guards the Princess Marlene with his life.
That was very unjust.
Really? Well, then, if you're not zealously guarded, how about taking a stroll with me? The night is wonderful. And if you're good, I'll reach up and pick you a necklace of stars to wear.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilde.
You won't go?
It's late.
And Papa would object?
No.
Well, then, with your kind permission, I'll call tomorrow afternoon to gain his consent for a date tomorrow night. Do I have your permission?
Well, yes.
Fine. Then do something for me now, will you?
If I can.
Play something for me as I walk away. Shall we have something light and joyous this time? Something more in tune with the happiness in store for you and me. I'll be listening for our theme song.
Paul Wilde. Only those deeply in love can understand what I mean when I say it was adoration on sight. I knew that from that second until eternity, there would be none other for me than Paul. And true to his word, he was at Blue Acres the next afternoon, asking Father's consent for an evening with me. I didn't hear their conversation, but I did hear from Papa later.
My dear, I'm an old man, wise in the ways of the world. I've spent my entire life protecting you from the vulgar of this world. Worthless. Had I protected your mother more carefully, there never would have been the scandal in this house caused by her treacherous act. I have already called into the city. This Paul Wilde is nothing but a simple clerk with poor wages.
Is there never to be anyone for me?
Of course, when the time comes. But this is not the time.
I had never disobeyed my father, but I did so that night. I sent Paul a note, and we met at midnight in the gardens of Berwick.
My Marlene.
Say it again, Paul. It sounds so wonderful. I've never had anyone but Papa speak my name with love.
My Marlene. I have a lifetime of love to give you all. A heart bursting with love for you. Do you love me, my darling?
Oh, yes, Paul.
Say it.
I love you. Oh, I love you.
And now say this. I love you enough to leave Blue Acres and marry you, Paul.
I love you enough to leave. Oh, Paul, I can't. I can't do that to Papa.
Must you give up your life to him?
No, but to leave him as Mother did.
Then will you let me go out of your life?
No. No. There were other surreptitious meetings. There were arguments, persuasions, protestations. But in the end, love won out. Paul and I ran away and were married. I will never forget the following day when Paul and I returned to Faith's father.
What is done cannot be undone.
Papa... You forgive me?
Yes, I forgive you.
Oh, Papa. Paul, isn't he wonderful?
You are the love of my life. And if Paul realizes this, he will not keep you absent from me for any long periods of time.
Of course not, Papa. Blue Acres will continue to be our home. But I hadn't reckoned with Paul when I made the statement. He would not quit work and live at Blue Acres off Papa's bounty, as he called it. So for the time being, we've been spending weekends at Blue Acres. At this moment, I felt a little resentful that Paul had taken me away from Papa. We arrived at Blue Acres and Mrs. Eaton opened the door to us just as dawn was breaking over Blue Acres.
Oh, at last you've arrived. Come in.
Papa?
Your father's a very sick man.
What is it, Mrs. Eaton?
I think, Miss Marlene, you should let Dr. Laurie explain.
Oh, here. I'll take the luggage upstairs.
I'll go to Father.
You'll find him in his study. Doctor had a bed set up in there where it's easier for me to care for him. Besides, he seems more content there.
Hasn't Dr. Laurie gotten a nurse for Papa?
We tried it, but he wouldn't have one. We'd better knock on the door. Doctor's in there with him now.
Come in.
Papa. I ran across the room to my father's bed. I looked down at him, and then in dismay at Dr. Laurie. For my father's face was a horrible sight, twisted and pulled out of shape. And his eyes, his burning eyes, they were staring at me wildly. I reached out for his hand, cried out to him, Papa! What is it, Dr. Laurie?
Stroke.
Oh, Papa, don't worry. Dr. Laurie will get you well again. Can you hear my voice?
I'm not quite sure this morning, but I think so. He does know who you are. Come outside with me, Marlene. I want to talk to you.
I'm going in the drawing room, Papa, to talk to Dr. Laurie. I'll be right back. And then I won't leave. I won't leave until you're well again. Come to the drawing room, Doctor. I should never have left him.
Fiddlesticks. You did the right thing.
But my marriage has brought this on. He loved me so, and I love him. He's been lost with me gone.
Marlene,
Dr. Laurie, his eyes.
Yes, my dear. I was just about to talk to you of this.
What is it?
I wish I knew. Your father is suffering from some terrible fear that I'm inclined to think is nothing to do with his fear of dying.
Has he said anything about it?
He can't speak. Only the guttural sound you heard. He can't write. He can't lift his hands.
Oh, how dreadful.
What that fear is, I don't know. I've watched with him nights, and it appears that whatever causes his wild fear is worse then.
Poor Papa.
As soon as office hours are over this evening, I'll drive out here to Blue Acres. Perhaps between the two of us, we'll be able to discover what causes his distress and be able to help him.
You're listening to The Hermit's Cave. We'll be back with more after this.
Hey, guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta Spring Water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement, too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
Lawrence Terrence Lane see, what causes him to fear so mightily? The hermit will tell you before the night is done.
And now the hermit will continue.
Only a few minutes have passed, but Marlene, her anxiety to aid her father in his terrible fear only makes matters more difficult. Now it appears that the dying man wishes his beloved daughter out of the room, too. And so Paul, the husband of Marlene, with his arms about her, leads her from the room, guides her into the music room, where she sinks into a chair, sobbing softly. Listen.
Darling, if you get overwrought, ill, you won't be able to help your father.
Oh, Paul, it's so dreadful. I tell you, Papa sees things there in his room.
some vision that frightened him. I saw the bedclothes move and Papa wasn't touching them.
Please, dear, try to control your nerves. Shall I have Mrs. Eaton make you some tea? It'll help soothe you. I'll be right back, darling. Only take a second.
Pa went into the kitchen. I sat trying to get a hold of myself. It was only a few minutes after he'd left the room. Once again, I was aware of the same sound I had heard in Father's room. The sound that had made his eyes turn mad with the terror of it. Was I too losing my mind? What was the answer to this strange phenomenon? A sound that to my ears was exactly like that of a woman moaning. At first it was close to me in the music room. And then it grew fainter, but still distinct. And though it's difficult to believe, there was a second when I felt as if something had brushed past my chair, had touched my shoulder. I cried out for Paul. Paul! Paul!
What is it? I'm right here.
Paul, listen. Do you hear a strange sound?
What sort of a sound?
A sound like a woman moaning.
No.
I heard it distinctly. You listen.
Hey, you drink this tea and forget about such things.
Please, Paul, quiet. Now, do you hear?
By George.
You do hear it?
Some unusual sound.
Where is it coming from?
I don't know.
There it is again.
Yeah. So it seems to be coming from these walls of the music room.
That's it.
Or from out on the terrace.
Well, it's nearer than that.
Here, in this wall behind the piano.
Yes. Why are you feeling the walls?
This panel here. Look.
Why, it's a panel that opens. I've lived here all my life, and I never knew of it before.
An inner room in here.
And you can hear the moaning from here much closer.
Marlene, get the candle from the piano. I'm going to look around in here.
Yes. Here, Paul.
Yeah, this passage in here must lead to another room in the house.
I'm coming with you.
And the moaning we heard was from someone in the adjoining room from here.
Paul, wait. Here, look.
What is it?
This enormous chest. Listen. Quick, there's someone inside this chest.
I believe you're right.
Hurry, they'll smother to death.
Now, it's locked.
Locked? Someone's been pushed into this chest, and it's been locked against them. Hurry, can't you break it open?
I'm going to try. Now the lock is giving now.
One skeleton, Paul. Two.
Two.
I'm going to take this chest into Terence Lane's room. When I question him and show him what we've found in his secret hiding place, no doubt we'll have the answer to our tragedy and our riddle.
When confronted with the chest and the skeletons of human beings found in it, when asked questions by Dr. Lorry that Papa could answer by a nod of his head, we found the solution to the mystery of Blue Acres. Yes, the skeletons were those of Philip Court and my mother. My father had killed them before they ever got away from the house, the night Mother intended to leave him. Dr. Lorry filled in many blank spaces in the life of my mother and father.
Your father was an insanely jealous man, Marlene. He would allow her no friends. He even went to the city alone and bought her gowns for her. He would allow no one to look upon her. He hated me because I attended her at your birth.
Oh.
I was surprised when he allowed you to get away from him and marry Paul. But I've figured that out now.
What do you mean, Doctor?
I found a large quantity of arsenic in his desk.
Great heaven.
I'm sure it was his intention to do away with you, Paul. Then, once again, he could have Marlene to himself.
Take me away, Paul. Left Blue Acres next morning. Terence Lane, my father, is still living. Mrs. Eaton cares for him. I haven't been out since that horrible night when the moaning of my mother's spirit led me to her grave. But we will go out this weekend if he's still living. Paul says I can never be happy unless I forgive him. Besides, the eyes of my father show madness in the evening after darkness gathers. And so we know he is tortured enough. Each night he must see the spirit of my mother standing over his bed, accusing him of his crime of double murder.
Speak to those who stand beside him. And in the night time, a vision of a woman appears before him. The vision of one whom he murdered because of his insane jealousy. Yes. Terence Lane has learned during these last hours the blackness, the awful blackness of terror. Turn on your lights. Turn them on. I'll be back. Pleasant dreams.
All characters, places, and occurrences mentioned in the Hermit's Cave are fictitious, and similarity to persons, places, or occurrences is purely accidental.
Blackness of Terror, as presented on The Hermit's Cave. Records indicate that was a production from the 1940s Los Angeles-based version. If so, that was likely Mel Johnson in the role of the Hermit. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on Wind Radio was the female detective series, The Philco Mysteries. It begins right after this.
Obscurity is sought only by the notorious, as someone must have said. In January of 1942, few detectives in Los Angeles can be said to be more obscure than Harry Nile. But this very lack of reputation can be an asset when a very famous person wants a very private job done in a very quiet way.
There's a war on, and a tough but thoughtful private eye roams the rain-swept streets of the Pacific Coast in search of crime, adventure, and enough dough to keep the office lights on for another month.
Harry Nile Investigations.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
This is Harry Nile.
Mr. Nile, I think I've got a problem.
Okay, maybe I can help.
Would you be in a position to handle a little case of blackmail?
Phil Harper stars as Harry Nile in 21 high-powered hard luck adventures in Radio Spirit's 8-CD set titled Black Widow and Other Mysteries.
Susan Germain has more facets than a 5-carat diamond, and she shows a bunch of them to me. The shy girl, the vulnerable victim, the brilliant plotter, the temptress. What I don't know is, which one is the real Susan Germain? But I've got a roll of 20s, that's real.
Harry Nile Black Widow is regularly $31.95. But Wind Radio Was listeners can get it right now for only $19.95 plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WIDOW77, and then you can hear Harry's next case.
What I didn't know then, of course, was this dumb little job was going to turn into a big case. A big, bad case.
That's offer code WIDOW77 to save $12 today on Harry Nile, Black Widow, and Other Mysteries at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Creating apps that help build business is what Calgary-based Vogue App Developers is all about. Interested in a career in the tech industry? Vince O'Gorman from Vogue App Developers fills us in on one of their most recent and successful apps called Junkers.
Best way to describe it is you post stuff that you don't want to have in your house. You list it for a set price that you want to let it go for, and people pick it up and take that junk either to a junkyard or they keep it themselves. I like to refer to it as the reverse Kijiji. Instead of you selling something and someone coming to pick it up, you're actually paying people to take it away from you. So that's one of our success clients. and seeing him grow is really exciting.
Pretty cool, right? You can check out careers like this and others in beautiful Calgary, Alberta at livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where once again we present a serialized program about a female detective. I believe she's voiced by Peggy Allenby, with Superman's Bud Collier as boyfriend Tom Taylor. This is from March 11th, 1936.
Deserved it, trying to get away with something like that.
Philco Radio Mysteries. Another program in the great Philco Radio Mystery Contest. Brought to you transcribed every week at this time over this station by your Philco Radio Tube dealer. Plan to get your share of the big weekly prizes and the huge grand prizes. Philco Mystery Book Number 2 gives you all the details. It contains the official entry blanks on which your entries must be written. Ask your Philco Radio Tube dealer as soon as possible for your free copy of Philco Mystery Book Number 2. It's yours just for the asking. Open your Philco Mystery Book, those of you who have copies, to pages 8 and 9. Follow the action of the program on the diagram as you listen and hear Philco, the girl detective, find the guilty person in her newest case, Last Will and Testament. Here's another opportunity for you to win some of that $50,000 in cash prizes. As our scene opens, Philco is just receiving a long-distance telephone call.
Yes, I'm Phyllis Coe. Who's calling, please?
Oh, Phil, this is Barbara Crosby.
What is it, Barbara?
I'm up at Lonely Winds. My Uncle Daniel's asleep. Oh, Phil, you've got to help me.
Barbara, what's happened?
It's Uncle Daniel. I can't talk on the phone any longer. Please come.
All right, dear. I'll get Tom Taylor to drive me right up.
Yeah?
Is Miss Barbara Bosworth here?
Yes, come in. You're Miss Cole, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I'm Corporal Palmer, State Police. Us boys have heard a lot about you, Miss Cole. I'm sure glad to meet you in person.
Thank you. Where is Miss Bosworth?
Right there in the sitting room. Go right in.
Come on, Tom.
Righto.
Oh, Phil, I'm so glad you come.
Hello, Barbara, dear. You know Tom Taylor, of course.
Yes. How do you do?
Look here, what's happened?
Oh, Phil, Uncle Daniel's been murdered.
What? Barbara.
Oh, Phil, you've got to help us.
Us? Who else is in the house?
My father, my aunt, and the housekeeper. They're all upstairs.
Barbara, tell us exactly what happened.
Well, Uncle Daniel invited my father, Aunt Ellie, and me here to dinner last night.
Your father is Dr. James Bosworth, the heart specialist, isn't he?
Yes. He and Uncle Daniel were brothers, and Aunt Ellie's their sister.
Please go on, dear.
After dinner, Uncle Daniel asked us to assemble in the library. That's the room right next to this one.
I see.
After we were seated around the library table, Uncle Daniel sent me out to the kitchen to get Mrs. Clements. Uncle Daniel was an invalid, you know.
Who was Mrs. Clements?
The housekeeper. She's been here with Uncle a great many years. I brought Mrs. Clements back to the library, and we took our seats at the table with the others. Then Uncle Daniel took a small piece of paper from his pocket and gave it to my father. And Uncle Daniel was saying,
James, this is the combination of my safe. The safe is in the wall behind that oil painting. Now go over there and open it.
All right, Dan. I've often wondered where that safe was.
I just say you have, but I don't like people meddling in my affairs.
Mm. Fine way to talk to your own flesh and blood.
Ellie, you give your tongue a sleigh ride. When I want your opinion, I'll ask you for it.
I suppose your housekeeper knows all about the safe.
Oh, no, Miss Bosworth, honestly.
Ellie, leave Mrs. Clements alone. Now, Mrs. Clements, if my sister bothers you again, change your seat.
Yes, Mr. Bosworth.
Well, Dan, the safe's open.
There's a long envelope lying right in the front. Bring it here.
Here you are, Dan. Shall I open it?
No, I can do that much for myself. I brought you here tonight to read you something. There's a lawyer coming out in the morning, and he's going to draw up my last will and testament from this pile of notes I've written in my own hand. It takes the place of the will that you all know about, the one that I made several years ago. I invited you all to sleep here tonight so that you could be present when the will is drawn. Now, here's what I'm going to get him to put in my will. To my brother James, $1,000 as a token of my affection.
What? $1,000?
Quiet, Ellie. That's very kind of you, Daniel.
Now, Ellie, here's what I say about you.
Yes, Daniel?
To my sister, Ellie, $1,000.
What?
Be quiet. I'm not finished. To my niece, Barbara, with deep affection and gratitude, $10,000.
Why, Uncle Daniel, I don't know what to say.
Thank you, Dan. I'm grateful to you for my daughter.
And to my housekeeper, Josephine Clements, as a reward for 20 years of untiring and devoted service during my long period of sickness, I give and bequeath the balance of my estate to use as long as she may live.
Good heavens, Daniel.
Shut up, Ellie.
Mr. Daniel, I don't know what to say.
I shouldn't think you would, Mrs. Clements. What have you done to twist my brother around your finger this way?
Ellie.
Don't Ellie me, James Bosworth. If you had a spark of family pride, you'd fight this will to your last breath.
And Ellie!
It's spite work, that's what it is. Just because I wouldn't give up my life to a disagreeable invalid.
Now, Ellie, it's Dan's money. I'm sure he wouldn't be doing this if he didn't think Mrs. Clements deserved it.
Thank you, Mr. James. And Mr. Daniel, I only hope that the responsibilities of all that money will not be mine for many years.
Well, Mrs. Clements, I haven't long for this earth. I'm sure of that. Here, James, put these papers back in the safe until that lawyer comes in the morning.
Certainly, Dan.
Now it's getting late. Why, it's 12:05. Let's all get to bed before Ellie busts loose again.
No, you've no need to talk like that, Daniel Bosworth. I'm not as bad as you think I am.
Oh, Mrs. Clements, I'll help Uncle Daniel upstairs.
Oh, thank you, Miss Barbara.
You coming to bed, James?
In a little while, Dan. I noticed you had one of those new XX Philco radio sets in the sitting room.
Yes, I've only had it about a week.
I've heard that this new Philco gives excellent reception on foreign stations. I think I'll go in there and see what I can pick up.
You'd want to listen to a lot of foreign drivelers beyond me.
I suppose it is, Ellie. But I'd like to try it anyway. Good night, all.
Yeah, good night, Jerry.
We'll get back to the Philco mysteries on When Radio Was right after this short break.
This report is sponsored by IBM. IBM announced that its 21st Century Apprenticeship Program has earned official recognition from the American Council on Education, ACE, which for the first time will allow IBM apprentices to translate their 12 months of on-the-job training for up to 45 credits, or roughly 3 semesters of college coursework from participating academic institutions. To date, IBM has trained nearly 1,000 apprentices across 17 states and 30 cities through its Earn While You Learn model. Their learning spans 25 apprenticeship career tracks, and the company also has made expanded access to apprenticeship a hallmark of its public policy advocacy. Kelly Jordan, Director of Skills, Career, and Performance at IBM.
This offers a unique opportunity for apprentices to fast-track their progression towards an associate's or bachelor's degree in pursuit of their career goals. This validation by ACE reaffirms the impact of IBM's apprenticeship model and its ability to provide in-demand skills that lead to some of technology's fastest-growing careers without taking on student debt or taking time away from the workplace.
To learn more, visit IBM.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And now let's get back to the Philco Mysteries on When Radio Was.
Well, Phil, I slept very soundly all night long.
And when was the body found, Barbara?
This morning at 8 o'clock when Mrs. Clemens took Uncle Dan his breakfast. My father examined the body and found blood on his ear and on the pillow. Father said it was murder. He called the state police and then I phoned you.
I see. And what have the police found?
They searched the house and found a long hat pin stuck in Mrs. Clemens' pincushion. There were bloodstains on it, but no fingerprints. The pin had been used to pierce Uncle Dan's brain through his ear. Oh, Phil, it's so awful.
Oh, you poor kid. Must have been an awful shock.
Have the police discovered anything else?
Yes. The safe was found open, and his notes for the will were missing. Oh, yes, and the police found a torn piece of one of the notes under Uncle Daniel's bed.
Then the safe must have been robbed before your uncle was murdered. How long had he been dead when Mrs. Clemens found him?
The coroner said about 6 or 7 hours.
I see. The murder must have taken place around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Barbara, will you please ask Mrs. Clemens and the rest to come here?
All right, Phil. I'll explain who you are and have them waiting in the hall.
Well, Aunt Ellie sounds like a charming woman, doesn't she?
Tom, I don't think she's quite as bad as she pretends to be.
Mrs. Cole?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Clemens. Please come in. Mrs. Clemens, was it your hatpin that killed Mr. Daniel?
Yes, Miss Cole. It was the silver one with my initials that poor Mr. Dan gave me for Christmas.
Oh, of course. Now, when Dr. James Bosworth examined the body, did he say how long his brother had been dead?
Yes. He said Mr. Daniel had been dead about 2 hours at the most.
I see. Do you know anything about the murder, Mrs. Clemens?
Oh, no. No, I don't. I don't. Everybody thinks I did it because my hatpin was used. But I swear I didn't do it.
All right. You may go. And thank you very much.
Well, I suppose you're going to prove that I murdered Daniel. Is that your idea?
Of course not, Miss Ellie. Please close the door.
I hope you're not going to let that Mrs. Clemens get out of this house.
Now, Miss Ellie, what makes you think that old housekeeper murdered your brother?
Well, she had that sickening sweet way about her. Acted like sugar wouldn't melt in her mouth.
Oh, don't you see? If Mrs. Clemens did murder your brother, it's hardly likely that she would have stolen or destroyed the notes for the will. Those notes were her only proof that she was included in the bequest.
Well, I believe she's feeble-minded enough to have destroyed the notes. If so, she'll never get a cent.
And who will get the estate?
Those who have a right to it. Daniel's own flesh and blood, James, Barbara, and me. Now, I'm not going to stay here another minute. You have no right to butt in. Oh, here's my brother James. He'll tell you the same thing.
Come in, Dr. Bosworth.
Thank you, Miss Cole. It's awfully kind of you to come all the way out here to help us.
I'm glad to help Barbara any way I can. Well, this is Mr. Taylor.
How do you do, Dr. Bosworth?
How do you do?
Now, Doctor, how long did you stay down here in the sitting room last night after the others had gone to bed?
Oh, about 2 hours, I should say. I was very much interested in this new radio set. I was listening to an interesting program from London. I turned off the radio and went to bed right after the announcer said goodnight and the station signed off.
Now, that door at the side of this room is the only entrance to the library. Therefore, the person who opened the safe and took the notes must have passed through this room.
That's correct.
When you were here listening to this radio, did you see or hear anyone passing into the library?
No, indeed. And obviously, I'd have seen anyone who entered.
Have you ever had the combination of that safe, Doctor?
Oh, dear me, no. No one other than my brother Dan has ever opened that safe until the robbery. Unless, of course, the housekeeper was entrusted with the combination.
For an educated man, Dr. Bosworth, you're an awful fool.
My dear lady.
Oh, please, Doctor. Your attempts at lying have been pitiful and childish. Oh, I dread telling Barbara the ghastly truth. Why on earth did you do this thing?
Yes. Yes, I did it. All the world, including my own daughter Barbara, thinks I'm a very rich man. But I'm not. I've incurred the most serious obligations. I owe to men you've probably never heard of. Criminals, some of them. I wasn't frightened, though. I knew that someday at my brother's death, my inheritance from him would enable me not only to clear off these debts, but guarantee that Barbara's future would be safe and secure. Last night, when I realized that Daniel's new will shattered all my dreams,
I was terrified. Then, all alone here, I brooded over this thing till nothing else mattered. I decided I must make those dreams of mine come true. And this was the only way.
No wonder it wasn't pleasant for Phil Cole, the girl detective, to find out that Dr. Bosworth, the father of her friend Barbara, was the murderer. But you can't let personal friendship stand in your way when you are a really good detective. You heard all the reasons Phil had for suspecting Dr. Bosworth. Surely you can list three of them in answer to the contest question in Philco Mystery Book Number 2, which you can get free from your Philco radio tube dealer. In this contest, you must have good reception. The tubes in your set must work perfectly so that you will not miss one important detail in any program. One sure way to get good radio reception is to use Philco radio tubes. Have the tubes in your set checked up. Names of the major winners in this week's Philco Radio Mystery Contest will be broadcast as soon as possible on a following program. Listen every week at this time over this station. Next week, another opportunity for you to win a big weekly cash prize and become eligible for a mammoth grand prize. Next week, another Philco Radio Mystery. Listen to the case of the stolen sables. Hear Phil Cole, the girl detective, solve this baffling case. It's another opportunity for you to win your share of $50,000 in cash.
March 11, 1936. Lead actress Peggy Allenby's second husband was busy character actor John McGovern, and my question is about him. He was seen in the role of a postal clerk in a 1963 Alfred Hitchcock horror mystery based on a thrilling story by British author Daphne du Maurier. I'll name it, then wrap up When Radio Was, right after this break.
It's now or never.
Revel in Decade of Hits, the 60s, a collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s, brought to you by MusicRewind.com. Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest artists and groups from the 60s, such as Ray Charles, Connie Francis, Sam Cooke, The Four Seasons, The Drifters, The Ventures, and so many more.
Please don't ever make her blue. There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Order Decade of Hits, the 60s, now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS77. Find out why Breaking up is hard to do with Neil Sedaka. Or What's Beyond the Sea with Bobby Darin by going to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Remember promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. Decade of Hits the 60s can be yours today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a 1963 Alfred Hitchcock big screen thriller based on a story by British author Daphne du Maurier. The answer is The Birds. Du Maurier's story, first published in 1952, took place in her native England in Cornwall. But in true Hollywood fashion, the entire movie was shot thousands of miles away from its original location. Hitchcock moved it from England to Bodega Bay, California. He also added a love story between the leads played by Rod Taylor and Tippi Hedren. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around, but hey, do me a favor and pay a visit to our website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Chad Benson Show,
The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.